handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I am a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
KP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Voters are heading to the polls in Ohio, Texas, Rhode Island, and Vermont. And the AP's Ron Fournier reports these primaries are critical for the Democratic presidential hopefuls.
The four states that are up today, Ohio presents the best opportunity for Hillary Rodham Clinton because she's been doing very good among blue-collar Democrats. Texas, not so much.
Supporters were met by Hillary Clinton at a polling place in Houston where she expressed optimism about today's vote.
We think we're going to do really well here in Texas and in Ohio, and I'm feeling, very optimistic.
Barack Obama also started his day in Texas and told reporters he hopes to do well as well. In Ohio, weather may play a role in voter turnout. This is forecaster Frank Kotika.
There's kind of freezing rain, over much of northern Ohio, including, Mansfield, Cleveland, Akron, Canton, and the Youngstown areas.
But this man in Columbus made it to the polls to cast his ballot for Hillary Clinton.
I believe in what her background has already been and how much she showed me that she could be president of our United States.
The most recent polls show Clinton is holding a slight lead in Ohio with a much tighter race in Texas. The top U.S. military commander in the Middle East says officials will probably need some time this summer to reassess the situation in Iraq before drawing down more troops. Admiral William Fallon is working to make sure Iraqi security forces are ready to take over. A brutal killing overnight in Memphis. Six people were found dead in a home in an apparent mass shooting. Three children who survived the attack were hospitalized. Police are investigating the case as a homicide. A top Energy Department official says market speculation may be adding as much as $12 to the price of crude oil, and prices may not have yet peaked. Crude oil prices today drop below $100 a barrel in trading. On Wall Street at this hour, a sharp downturn. The Dow now down by about 167. This is AP Radio News. Two tanker cars full of chemicals caught fire when a freight train derailed in the Southern California desert. Some homes were evacuated because the fire sent up a cloud of fumes. No one was hurt. Well, it's the end of a sports era in Green Bay.
Longtime Green Bay quarterback Brett Favre is retiring. Fox Sports first reported that the 17-year veteran would call it quits, and ESPN.com reports that Favre's agent says the future Hall of Famer has informed coach Mike McCarthy of his decision. The retirement comes as a shock to many, as Favre is coming off a great season. He led the Packers to the NFC title game and a record of 13-3. Favre, a three-time NFL MVP, is 38, and in 2007, he broke several career records, including the career mark for touchdown passes. He appeared in his ninth Pro Bowl. This is Jack Briggs.
In Britain, they passed a law to allow pubs to stay open longer in hopes of cutting down on binge drinking. Now lawmakers admit the idea hasn't worked. A government study shows changes instead led to some increases in alcohol-related violence. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Visa. Every company succeeds in its own way, and Visa Business can help you with smart, simple, and secure payment options. No matter what you want to do in business, business takes Visa.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
There is no reason to live in fear, and your home in particular should be somewhere you can relax. Your home is no place to be fearful, yet we all know someone who was caught unprepared. The bottom line is, you have a family and pets you are responsible for. Protect Your World Alarms wants your home to be your haven. Protect Your World Alarms is locally owned and provides alarms for asset protection to monitor carbon monoxide levels and alert you to fires. Protect Your World Alarms offers a complete range of home security solutions, to include the latest security cameras so you can monitor your home or business online 24 hours a day. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. To find out if your home is at risk, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003 or log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-622-6619. That's 1-800-622-6619. 1-800-622-6619.
Real people.
Yeah.
Real problems.
Election time's coming.
Real change.
Who you gonna vote for?
Real life.
Yeah.
Real death.
If I was president.
Sometimes an election seems like a game.
Instead of spending
remind yourself,
millions on the war.
It's not.
I can use that money.
It's our future.
So I can feed the poor.
Election 2008. Activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Truth in Broadcasting.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Well, it's the mini Super Tuesday, and we shall see how this all shakes out tonight. In fact, I think I'm going to be on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning at 8:45 Eastern Time, 5:45 in the morning Pacific Time, to pontificate on this with Michael Reagan. It should be interesting. Anyway, a lot of us are watching this, and let me get into that in a little bit. Into the whole political issue. I'm very conflicted about this thing. You know, the fact that we're seeing a campaign now starting to go negative, and if that's working, that means one thing. If it's not working, it means another thing. We're going to find out, frankly, tonight. And I'm concerned about it. But a larger concern that I have, because as I've said many times on this program, whether the Democratic nominee is Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, they're both going to do a good job. Either one would do a good job as president. Either one will mount a strong campaign against John McCain. Both of them know how to fight back. Neither one of them are going to do the John Kerry thing of letting 20 days go by of Swiftboat attacks and not speaking out. Neither one of them are going to do the Michael Dukakis thing of just thinking that you can be a gentleman in a presidential race and stay above the fray. They both understand that you've got to respond instantly and get in there. But the larger issue is one that frankly concerns me is the economic one. The economy of the United States of America right now. OPEC is meeting as we speak, or more or less, you know, today and tomorrow. And the general guess/consensus is that they are probably not going to cut production and they're not going to raise production. And the net effect of that, in fact, this is from today's Financial Times, oil hit a record close of $104 a barrel yesterday as the dollar plunged and expectations hardened that OPEC ministers will leave production unchanged when they meet in Vienna tomorrow. Excuse me, the meeting's tomorrow. And the oil minister of Libya said the world has changed. The dollar is down. $100 is not what it used to be. And that's the bottom line. The oil-producing countries, the gold-producing countries, the copper-producing countries, the platinum, I mean, you name the commodity, wheat, rice, I mean, right across the board, everything, anything that's denominated in dollars right now is going up in price. And because what's really happening is not that these things are going up in price. It's not that when Bush came into office, oil was $30 a barrel and now it's $100 a barrel. It's that when Bush came into office, $30 was worth a barrel of oil. And as Bush is leaving office, it takes 100 of those pieces of paper that we call dollars to buy a barrel of oil. The value of our currency is being destroyed by this administration. And and for a very simple reason, because Bush has subscribed to voodoo economics, what his father referred to as voodoo economics, to Reaganomics. We are watching Reaganomics destroy the currency of the United States, destroy the economy of the United States. And frankly, I'm starting to get very, very concerned. And this is not a, you know, hey, you know, run for the hills kind of rant. I'm not suggesting that at all. No matter what happens, we will get through it. We got through the Great Depression, which, you know, was pretty bad. But some governments are doing something about this kind of thing. And it's not just the currency. It's also, how do you protect your economy? My BuzzFlash book of the month, for example, if you go over to BuzzFlash.com, the Tom Hartman's Thinking Person's Independent Thinker Book of the Month, I think is what we call the thing. And I've been doing these for 3 years now for BuzzFlash over at BuzzFlash.com. The book this month is called Bad Samaritans. And it's about how these economic actors, the IMF, the World Bank, the WTO, and the believers in basically the economic theories of Milton Friedman, Friedrich von Hayek, Tom Friedman, the olive tree and the Lexus, the world is flat. These people with these economic policies are wrong. No country has ever built itself to be strong without using protectionist measures and without keeping its currency strong. It has always worked that way. And so these guys come along, and as I said, it went on steroids with Ronald Reagan, and it's been continuing for almost 30 years now, and we have been seeing, as a consequence, steadily, the destruction of the middle class, the erosion of earning power of wage earners, and enormous wealth being accumulated in this very small number of hands using the corporate form and using now things like the fact that if you earn your living by working, you pay, you know, upward of 35-40% taxes, state and federal income taxes, depending on where you live. If you earn your living sitting on your butt waiting for the dividend checks to arrive in the mail, you earn a maximum 15% interest. And if you earn your living like much of the Bush fortune is invested in things like municipal and state bonds, you pay no taxes whatsoever on that income. So anyhow, India, this also in today's Financial Times, India moves to protect staple supplies. India is now making it illegal to export certain types of rice. They did this late in 2007. Well, here from the article by Amy Yee and Javier Blas. Late in 2007, the Indian government, spurred by the fall in rice reserves and fear of rising food prices, banned exports of non-basmati rice. And they note also domestic demand is also outstripping supply. On the back of recent growth, middle-class Indians are eating more and better food. The government has launched major social programs, including a national meal plan for children and food for work scheme, which have contributed to burgeoning domestic consumption. So we're looking at even food crises around the world. And this is where what really pushed me over the edge was last night. There's a newsletter. There's a couple of economic newsletters that I subscribe to. And one of them is called Professional Timing Service. And this guy has just an uncanny way. He and the Aiden sisters have an uncanny way of being spot on right. And in his newsletter from actually, it's from last week, but I got around to reading it last night. He says, if you're getting well over 2.25%, you should look to see what the fund is holding. And he's talking about money market funds. You know, a lot of people are following, you know, Ravi Batra, the economist from Southern Methodist University and author of Greenspan's Fraud and the New Golden Age, brilliant books, required reading. Robbie Batra said that his personal financial scheme, he wasn't giving advice, but what he's doing is moving some of his money into gold, both physical and stocks, and some of his money into cash. Well, if you move money into cash and you put it in a money market fund, here's the rub. That's not a bank account. That's not a savings account. That's not FDIC insured. And as the author of the professional timing services, he says, if you're getting over 2.25%, you should look at what the fund is holding. If one money market fund were to default, we could see a run to liquidate them that would put the run on the banks in the 1930s to shame. And then he says the safest bet is to hold T-bills with an account with the Treasury. And you can buy Treasury bills directly from the federal government at treasurydirect.gov. So you're actually holding, you know, U.S. paper. And, you know, at the same time here, U.S. News and World Report, Luke Mullins and Kimberly Palmer. This is posted yesterday. Housing and credit problems are threatening to touch off a troubling new trend, an increase in bank failures. As the banking industry braces for higher loan losses, the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which guarantees accounts at more than 8,500 banks and savings associations, has recently increased its tally of, quote, problem, end quote, institutions by more than 50% to 76 from the year earlier period. Meanwhile, the agency is working to bring 25 officials who served during a wave of bank failures in the savings and loan crisis of the 1980s out of retirement. The controller of the currency, John Duggan, a couple of weeks ago, the FDIC's move is coming after this guy, predicted, quote, an increase in bank failures in the coming months, end of quote. Ben Bernanke expressed similar concerns in congressional testimony last week, but noted that while certain smaller banks, especially those concentrated in real estate lending, could go under, the nation's banking giants face less danger. So, you know, up to $100,000 is covered in your bank. If you open another account with the same bank, it doesn't matter. You'd have to open it with a separate bank if you have more than that you're trying to have FDIC insured anyway. But it's not so much about, you know, what should the investment strategy be. It's like, why are our politicians still pursuing, why is the Bush administration, why are the Republicans, why are some Democrats still pursuing insane economic and trade policies? 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
Mike Malloy at 7 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 10, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889. 866-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Tune in to A Different View Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
Tonight, skip the chain restaurant and experience Rada Cafe Bar, Scottsdale's true neighborhood bistro and wine bar. At Rada, the food is fresh, seasonal, and the atmosphere is relaxed. Rada's Tuscan-inspired cuisine combines traditional slow-simmered recipes with a modern edge. Herbed ricotta stuffed chicken, seared plum Pinot Noir duck, and grilled pork with apple fig chutney are just a few of Rada's signature dishes. Paired with our boutique wines or craft brews, your intimate dining experience at Rada will be accented by the personal service. The owners cook for you, wait on you, and even wash up. Rada was voted Best New Restaurant by 944 Magazine, Best Gourmet Bang for Your Buck by Get Out, and Best of Phoenix New Times winner for both Caesar Salad and Tiramisu. Eat as if you were in Italy. Eat at Rada, Monday through Saturday, open at 4. Located at 7000 East Shea Boulevard, just west of Scottsdale Road in the Scottsdale Promenade. Eat well. Eat at Rada tonight. Ciao.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
And this is an article about how McCain not only participates in everything he says he hates, but actually actively, you know, advances it. Does put earmarks in for people who want them. He will write letters to the FCC. He will introduce legislation that lobbyists ask him to introduce. He will hire lobbyists to run his campaign. His campaign manager, Rick Davis, is a lobbyist.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
And welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. And in the midst of all this, you know, we're talking about some serious stuff here, like the economy falling apart on Bush's watch. It's like Herbert Hoover all over again. And the Republicans sitting around going, well, everything's just fine. You know, in 1921, we cut taxes like crazy four different times in 1921, mostly on rich people, and it led to a great boom in the 1920s. And here in 1929, commodities are starting to get more expensive, and the stock market's starting to look a little shaky, but everything's just fine. Yeah. We're talking about really serious stuff, and in the midst of this, we've got general insanity on the election front. Tim Russert, for example, after over and over and over again asking Barack Obama about Louis Farrakhan, later on, one of the guests on his program mentions John Hagee, the guy who has endorsed John McCain, who has John Hagee, who's trashed women, who's trashed Islam, who's trashed Catholics. Tim Russert didn't even mention it. Wouldn't go there. Oh, we're not. What? Yeah, some of them might reflect poorly on John McCain. No, we're not going to go there. The Washington Times reporting that Barack Obama and his wife Michelle bought a house that Tony Resco bought the lot next door at the time that they bought the house. That they bought that house that they, quote, received a discount. In fact, the people who sold them the house said no. They made the highest offer, and the asking price had nothing to do with the adjacent land being bought by Resco. Resco is, you know, is a sleazy guy who was trying to suck up to a politician. There's no doubt about that. He had a long history of that, and the Obamas should have seen, you know, should have said, okay, this is a flag. We should just walk away from this one. But the deal, they didn't get any kind of special deal. And then on top of this, you got our Rush alert for the day.
Condescending tribes making money selling lies. You might say, everybody hates my guts. I'm offensive, I'm a bigot, I'm a fraud. Can you dig it? I'm sexist, racist, homophobic, fat, pathetic guts.
And now we find the liberals doing what they always do, and I've told you this, they always try to give me 50 milligrams of Vicodin instead of the 80s.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
Yes, our Rush alert. For the day.
I'm a Nazi. I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fat conservative, but with the face of a horse's ass.
And it's all about the middle class, right? I'm telling you, this is where it goes. And so anyhow, here's Rush Limbaugh, CNN, reporting this over Political Ticker. He's talking about how there are open primaries today in Texas and in Ohio. Republicans can vote in these primaries. And it's interesting because today's Wall Street Journal had a headline, Obama Republicans carry weight. And today's Democratic primaries are open. Nick Tamaros and Amy Chosik writing in the Wall Street Journal today. Polls show that as many as 1 in 10 Republicans could vote in Texas's Democratic primary. Why? Well, because the Republican primary is pretty much sewn up. I mean, there may be some protest vote against McCain in the form of voting for Huckabee. But by and large, Republicans know that the deal is done, the fix is in, however you want to say it. And it's not so much the fix, the deal is done. You know, John McCain has won the Republican primary. And so, and they quote, but there are Republicans like Dale Gabbitz, who voted for President Bush twice. This is, I'm quoting from the Wall Street Journal. He says he's donated about $100 to the Obama campaign and signed up as a local volunteer. He says he supports Senator Obama because of his foresight in predicting an expensive and costly war in Iraq. Quote, we got into that with no long-term strategy, end quote, said the 34-year-old college enrollment director and military reservist from Byrne, Texas, at a rally in a San Antonio suburb last week. So that's Republicans voting for Obama, or in some cases voting for Clinton, because they're just fed up with Republicans. But Limbaugh goes on, and he says, quote, he says he encourages Republicans to go vote specifically for Hillary Clinton because, in these two primaries, quote, because, quote, we need Barack Obama bloodied up politically. It's obvious that the Republicans are not going to do it. They don't have the stomach for it. As you probably know, we're getting all kinds of memos from the RNC saying we're not going to be critical, presumably of Obama. Mark McKinnon of McCain's campaign said they'll quit if we get critical over Obama. But this is the presidency of the United States we're talking about. I want our party to win. I want the Democrats to lose. So our Rush alert for the day.
That each and every day, I'm an evil, rotten, egotistical snob. I'm the cop of the cop.
So anyhow, our Limbaugh alert and the whole political thing. It's going to be very interesting to see now that the Clinton campaign has gone somewhat negative on Obama. Will that play into Barack Obama's primary message, which is we're above going negative? We're not, you know, I don't mean to characterize it. I have no affiliation with either campaign, but it looks that way from here, let's say. Or is it going to cause people to say, whoa, wait a minute, this guy isn't what we thought? And at the last minute, these kind of, you know, negative attacks are the most successful when they happen so close to the last minute that it's not possible to really thoroughly answer them. So it's going to be very interesting to see how people vote tonight. And how the caucuses go in Texas as well, which is going to be a whole other issue. How and why? You know, what is the response going to be to this? And how is it going to carry forward? 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
It's GameStop's biggest tournament ever. Better start training.
Look down into some one-arm push-ups. It's the fight of your life.
The date, March 8th. The game, Nintendo Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
All the elves and the eights and the turtle things got their eyes on the prize.
Grand prize, an LCD TV, $5,000 cash and more. Details at GameStop.com/smash.
Then pre-order your copy today. Power to the player.
No purchase required. I'm a U.S. resident, 13 and up.
Boy, we're prohibited.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The race so far. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton supporters cheering her on at a polling place in Houston. So how's it look for you so far today, Senator Clinton?
I don't really pay a lot of attention to, you know, what somebody says is happening. Let's wait and find out what the voters actually have decided. And, you know, I think it's going to turn out well.
But Barack Obama's been campaigning in Texas, too.
We have the chance to show America that this is not just a flash in the pan.
Democrats are choosing between Clinton and Barack Obama in presidential primaries in four states. John McCain may wrap up the Republican nomination after today's primaries. The Green Bay Packers are confirming on their website that quarterback Brett Favre has informed the team that he intends to retire. Fed Chief Ben Bernanke says this morning more needs to be done to prevent home foreclosures. He says it's in the best interest of everyone in the nation to do more, not just the homeowners. I'm Rita Foley.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
Whether it's across town or down to Tombstone, out to Ahwatukee or up to Flagstaff, Lightning Courier Service delivers. From important documents to a truckload of goods that have to be there now, Lightning Courier Service guarantees on-time delivery by professional drivers. We know time is money, so save both with the speed of lightning. For more information, log on to lightningcouriervice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call 480-922-4929.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you for free every day. Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
I'm trying to decide if he's, you know, by number six here, if he's fallen more into the Lyndon LaRouche category or, for some of my older friends, Pat Paulson. I don't know how many remember Pat Paulson, but he ran for president all throughout the 60s and early 70s. The only difference was Pat Paulson knew his candidacy was a joke. I don't think Nader seems to realize that.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 4 to 7 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Four minutes past the hour.
I am a patriot.
Welcome back. 866-303-2270. Yes, and I love my country. And I'm very concerned about the direction my country is going. The upside of Hillary Clinton's negative campaigning, to the extent that it's negative. I throw in that caveat because you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait until the Republicans get their teeth into this thing. Regardless of who the nominee is. The upside of her negative campaigning is it'll get some of this stuff out of the way. It is going to toughen, if Barack Obama ends up being the nominee, it's going to toughen his campaign, it's going to toughen him as a nominee, it's going to get some of the issues cleared out, it's going to make some stuff old news, all the opposition research will have been done and out there and exposed, and he'll still be the nominee, assuming that he is. Or if she wins as a consequence of it, you know, it demonstrates that she has a campaign that knows how to fight. They know how to take names and kick butt. And, you know, all of those are good things in my mind, by and large. The downside of it is that we're seeing a level of energy and enthusiasm coming out of the Democratic Party, or coming to the Democratic Party, frankly, out of a new generation of American voters that we haven't seen, well, in a generation. You know, we haven't seen since the 60s. And before that, we hadn't seen since the 30s and 40s. We're seeing, and before that we hadn't seen, I mean, it's like every other generation gets this wake-up call. And splitting that, breaking that, hurting that, harming that, slowing that down is, in my opinion, not probably a good thing for the Democratic Party. So I'd much rather, frankly, see the Clinton campaign win as opposed to defeat the opponent, just like I'd rather see the Obama campaign win as opposed to defeat the opponent. If you get the distinction here, there's a subtle but important difference between somebody winning on their own merits or somebody convincing everybody else that they're the lesser of two evils. So, anyhow, your thoughts on this? 1-866-303-2270. Richard in L.A. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I definitely agree with what your line of thinking is there, and usually I totally agree with you about that we should support whoever gets the nomination, because it is all about the Supreme Court. I agree with you there, but just in the last 2 weeks or so, the tone of Hillary's campaign, her version of the Bear or the Wolves ad that she just put out, the 3 a.m. ad, right. She's completely lost me with her politics of fear, and I really believe that she's willing to destroy the party to win the nomination, and
that's the question, Richard.
Hard for me to pull the lever for her.
Yeah, I understand, and there's a lot of people who are responding that way, and that is the question, is she hurting the party, or is she simply hurting herself?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I think that she's really hurting the party more than herself. I'm hoping that the people are going to throw that off.
Yeah, absolutely, they are. That ad, that 3 a.m. in the morning ad, that's a John McCain ad. I mean, you look at that, it says, yeah,
it's Reagan ad with the bear and all that.
Yeah, but I mean, literally, that's a John McCain ad. That is an ad that Republicans are going to watch that ad, and when they hear that, you know, do you want somebody who's familiar with the military or who knows the military? That phrase was dropped in there. You look at the way it was edited. It was dropped in there. And the Republicans are immediately going to say, yeah, John McCain, that's who I want. And the Democrats are just going to go, you know, it doesn't matter. Both of these candidates. I don't think that ad is going to work for her against Barack Obama, and I think it's going to hurt Democrats broadly.
I agree. And yesterday she did the thing where she compared herself and McCain, and then sort of put Obama down on a lower level. That, you know, to me is extremely destructive, no matter who becomes the nominee.
Yeah. Well, again, this is the question. And Richard, thanks for your call. This is what we're going to have to see and you're going to see it, frankly, in the polls today in Ohio, Texas, Rhode Island, Vermont, is whether that kind of campaigning works or not. And you know, if it does, then it does, and let the battle be engaged. And if it doesn't, then there's a lesson to be learned from that. Jeff in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask on behalf of everybody who's got money in a minute, if say, enough people got Robbie Boucher's message and moved their money to a different vehicle, is that going to have any dangerous effect or unintended consequence on the economic system?
I don't think Robbie Boucher or me on this show have enough influence on people's investment patterns to change the system. But I am concerned, you know, when people that I respect, like the Professional Timing Service newsletter, say that they're concerned that the money market system is very unstable. Enormous amounts of cash are being flooded into it right now because people are getting out of stocks, and that could be the next big gotcha coming down the road. That concerns me. Frankly. You know, the very wealthy know what to do about it. They open a checking account in Switzerland, you know, in denominated in Swiss francs or in euros, and they get out of the dollar altogether, or even in Canada and denominated in loonies, in Canadian dollars. But I guess it is possible here. Talking with a guy at my bank, I could buy a CD that's denominated in euros, but it's a minimum $150,000 investment. I think that's out of the reach of the vast majority of people. Yeah,
that's out of my reach.
Yeah, so it's a tough one, Jeff. I got to move along here, but I think the bottom line is that if let's prepare for the worst and hope for the best. I am very concerned that the Republicans have done far more damage than anybody realizes with a $9 trillion debt. An $800 billion trade deficit annually. I mean, all of this stuff is starting to add up really big and really bad, and that they're holding their fingers in the dike and that they're going to let this thing pop after the election. They're trying to hold on to until the election. And, well, we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. Marcy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Marcy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I've got two quick points. One is, for God's sake, we invaded Somalia yesterday, and we've got a president who said he doesn't know that we're at $4 gas, and we're over here complaining about, you know, one campaign versus another. And I know that's very important, but, the campaign issues are important, but we need to concentrate on the positives, on what can this person do to get us out of this mess.
Well, that was my point. I'd much rather see Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton win the nomination based on, hey, I'm the best person for this job. You should vote for me. And both campaigns up until about 2 weeks ago had been holding that tone.
Mm-hmm.
And the Clinton campaign is still holding that tone by and large, but has also shifted into this. But look out for the other guy stuff. And I think it's going to hurt her. I really do.
Absolutely.
But we'll see.
The media, like Russ, who was it on 60 Minutes the other night, you know, he really pushed her to word that a different way about Obama. But, my point is Hillary can only hurt herself if she goes negative. It's up to us to decide whether the party and our country is going to be hurt further.
Yeah.
You know,
there,
how we take it.
Well said, Marcy. Thank you very much. David in Lubbock, Texas. Hey, David. Speaking of Texas.
Hey, how are you doing, Tom?
Just great. What's this?
Well, I wanted to kind of explain the caucusing a little bit. It seems to be I'm getting a lot of kind of misinformation about it over the air or on the Internet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a precinct chair, and what that means is that after the close of polls today, when the last person has voted, I pick up a packet, and everybody who wants to caucus will be there at about 7:15. And they sign their name to a sheet, which we check against the people who've already voted in the primaries,
right.
Democratic primaries.
You have to have already voted in order to participate in the caucus.
That's right. You can't caucus if you voted, for example, in the Republican primary.
Or if you didn't vote at all.
Right. So you have to be a registered voter. You have to have already voted in the primary, and then you sign your name down on the caucus sheet next to the candidate that you want to support. And then we count those up. And now there's other things that happen. There's resolutions that the caucus sends to the party, things like that. Like I know that I was at a meeting this week where a bunch of people were talking about a resolution to do away with the caucus system. But they send these resolutions to the party, and we also pick our delegates to the county convention and also to the state convention. And then at the state convention, they pick the ones that will go on to the national convention.
Right. How about a resolution to impeach Mukasey for refusing to enforce a contempt citation by Congress on Harriet Myers and Karl Rove?
I'm pretty sure we will see some along those lines. You know, impeach Cheney, impeach the various other war criminals and torture authorizers up there.
Yeah.
Those will come out. And then the people who are there caucusing will vote on whether or not to send those resolutions up. Change party platform, things like that. Those will all be forwarded if they're approved by the majority of the people at the caucus on a voice vote.
Right. So this is the place where, for our listeners in Texas, this is the place where you can actually get out there, get involved, get your hands dirty, get involved with the party, and actually do it.
Yeah, and the caucus usually runs about 1 to 2 hours, and I would encourage anybody in Texas who has voted in the primary to go down to your precinct polling location at 7 o'clock and join up the caucus. Join up with the caucus.
Yeah. Just go back to the same place where you voted.
That's right. Well, no, because in Texas you can also vote in at-large locations.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you want to vote in your precinct place, and if you're the first one there, and if your precinct chair isn't there, then you can pick up the packet, and you are an acting precinct chair.
Oh, that's interesting. David, thanks a lot for the heads up and for the info.
You bet.
Good to hear from you, and thanks for listening to us there in Lubbock, Texas. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program right here on Air America Radio. Stick around, please.
This is the Tom Hartman program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
If you transfer your IRAs, 401ks, or any retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. $100,000 becomes $110,000, $400,000 becomes $440,000, and $700,000 becomes $770,000. My name is Stephen DeJohn, president of the DeJohn Advisory Team. I was on the cover of Senior Market Advisor magazine because I protect my clients' money, and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. With securities, you have unlimited upside, but you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do not lose money in negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your broker or banker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 866-515-6669 to receive your free video and brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup at one of our nationwide locations. Call 866-515-6669. It's a new year and it's time for change. Call 866-515-6669.
You want to talk? I've got you talk right here
Action Point with Cynthia Black is now 3 hours every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Greg Palast reports, your calls, my interviews, and of course, scintillating personality. What are you waiting for? Come on, win, don't whine this campaign season with Action Point with Cynthia Black on the Valley's Progressive Talk, Sundays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., 1480 KPHX.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest-growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting, entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4571. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571 for a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
If you're not mad,
there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction.
You're not.
You go to war with the army you have.
Paying.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
Attention.
Did I say those words?
Activate your passion with the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Farias at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
By the way, in the second hour of our program, Chris Hedges is going to be here. He has a new book out. He doesn't believe in atheism. Believe in atheism. And in our third hour, Mayor Willie Brown, the former mayor of San Francisco, speaker of the assembly in California, is going to drop by about his new book, Basic Brown. Should be interesting. And a reminder, our program, the Tom Hartman program, brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. This is interesting. I have two callers on the board who both disagree with me. And I think that they're disagreeing in opposite directions. Let's find out. Pete in the Bronx. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, for my money, she hasn't gone nearly negative enough. she should have started way earlier. I feel that Hillary has been subjected to the most vicious, subtle, sexist mistreatment by the media and by Mr. Obama. I feel... that, you know,
well, I agree with you on the media, but and I've been pointing it out over the last few months. But from Obama,
he has a very subtle, very brilliant way of attacking her. He looks down at her. He smiles.
Well, that's because he's a foot and a half taller than she is.
He also makes contact with the other reporters and rolls his eyes while she's talking. He says very subtle things that men say about women, like, oh, she's been running around doing this, and, you know, little tiny jabs through the whole campaign.
Well, that's interesting. I'll have to keep an eye out for that. You know, because those things do not appear to me to be gender based. They appear to me to be the way that you deal with an opponent. But, you know, you prick my antenna here. I'll notice that. Joanne in Seattle, you want to disagree with me about
Hillary. Well, first of all, I want to back up what Pete in the Bronx said. I have been in a state, and I did not begin as a Hillary supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in a state for a long time, since last November, at the vicious sexism of the assaults on her. And Mr. Obama and also John Edwards, to some extent, piled right on quite comfortably. I agree with Pete in the Bronx. Obama's treatment of her is contemptuous.
Interesting.
And when she said she was honored to be on the stage with him, please notice the long, absolute silence. No response. This man is behind her in time in terms of the civil rights actions and all the things, all the liberatory gestures that have been made by this country, all the liberatory actions that have been taken by this country, and he has not expressed once any sign of respect for her role in it.
I got your point, Joanne. Thank you. And now here's Jesse in Olympia, Washington, who wants to disagree in the other direction, I think. Jesse?
Hi, Tom. This is the first time calling.
Thank you.
I really appreciate all the things you add to our country. I wanted to say that if Hillary ever does get in, I wouldn't vote for her. And I'm in my 50s. I've been voting Democratic for years. And I am so angry right now. They've played repeatedly over and over on CNN and MSNBC, Hillary saying, I have years of experience in government, and John McCain has years of experience, but Barack Obama, all he has is a speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In other words,
who is she going to vote for, John McCain, if it's between Barack Obama and her?
Yeah, I think that's a low blow, and I also thought that the other night on 60 Minutes when she said, you know, well, I'll take him at his word, rather than being outraged that the question was even being asked, that she had an opportunity to actually probably win some support for herself by coming to his defense, and instead that she probably lost some support for herself. Thank you, Jesse, for your thoughts, but I wouldn't go so far as to say that I wouldn't vote for her. I just, you know, these are campaigns, and campaigns are hard-fought things. And Dan in Minnesota, your thoughts on this, Dan? Hey, Dan, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Yes. Yeah, I called to say that I think that Hillary is kind of being excuse the expression, crybaby. She is as negative as I feel more negative than Obama. Obama's most of the time responding to her negativism, and then she gets angry because he's negative. And I think it's part of it's the political ploy, but I think part of it also is that she's not very able to look at herself very objectively. I think
nobody can. Come on, Dan. Nobody can look at themselves very objectively. But
I think you do look at it, though. If you dish it out, you better be able to take it.
Yeah, well, you want somebody who's taken it. Look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, she has been on the receiving end of literally hundreds of millions of dollars spent over decades of the politics of personal destruction. So, and Barack Obama is just beginning to discover what that's like. I mean, running against Alan Keyes is not exactly a tough-fought campaign. So, you know, we'll see how this shakes out. Robert in Orange County, California. Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hi. The previous caller, the woman who said, you know, attacking Barack Obama, saying McCain is better qualified,
mm-hmm.
that person made my point beautifully. And my feeling is, the thing with McCain is he will say anything. He will say anything. He will embrace anyone.
Sure. Look at him kissing Bush after Bush, you know, trashed him in the South Carolina primaries with the smear push polls about whether his adopted Pakistani daughter was actually an out of wedlock with an African American woman child. You know, I mean,
yeah,
it's,
you know, whatever integrity that man had, you know, it's past tense.
No, it's long gone, right, and he's you know, yeah, absolutely, and he's sucking up to Jerry Falwell, you know, whose favorite saying was,
"You got to kill the terrorists before the killing stops." And I'm for the president, chase them all over the world. If it takes 10 years, blow them all away in the name of the Lord.
Yeah, blow them all away in the name of the Lord. Yeah, and that's what you're going to get in it with a Republican, and it's one of the reasons why we, you know, frankly, we need to stay focused on this. And Janice in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Janice. We're just about out of time here.
Yes, I just want you to know that I will not vote for Barack Obama. He's been allowed to refer to Hillary's claws getting out. He has gotten away with the fact that he hasn't, his voting record and his stump speeches are completely wrong. And I am so sick of Barack Obama, and I will not vote for him, and I will not use the fear-mongering. I don't care if John McCain gets in. We're going to have a democratically controlled House. It's about time people start voting with their heads and not their hearts.
Okay. Janice, thank you very much for your thoughts. I didn't realize that, or let me rephrase that. I have not heard Barack Obama refer to Hillary's claws, quote end quote. So maybe somebody can point that out to me if it's true. 57 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program for your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity. Tom Hartman.
Hey, this is Mike Walker, here to let you know the Napa Hat Swap is back and going on now at participating Napa Auto Parts stores.
Take one of your old hats into a Napa store near you and get a 2008 Napa racing hat free with any purchase. You'll end up with a great part and a great hat that's perfect for whatever the weekend has in store, whether you're watching my car or working on yours. The hat swap going on now at Napa. Limit one per customer. Good only while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff! It's GameStop's biggest tournament ever. Better start training.
Look down into some one-arm push-ups. It's the fight of your life.
The date, March 8th. The game, Nintendo Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
All the elves and the apes and the turtle things got their eyes on the prize.
Grand prize and LCD TV, $5,000 cash and more. Details at GameStop.com/smash.
Then pre-order your copy today. Power to the player.
No purchase required. Only for U.S. residents 13 and up.
Boy, we're prohibited.
1480 KPHX would like to take this opportunity to pass along our rules regarding contests and drawings. No purchase is ever necessary to enter a KPHX contest. To enter by mail, send a postcard with your name, address, age, and phone number to 1480 KPHX Contest, 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034. You must be 18 years or older to enter and win. Staff and families of KPHX or Nova M Radio, its agencies, advertisers, and contest sponsors are not eligible. KPHX is not responsible for late, lost, or misdirected entries. No substitutions or cash alternatives will be given for prizes. All federal, state, and local taxes are the winner's responsibility. All decisions of KPHX are final, and you can only win once every 30 days. Void where prohibited by law. Specific rules for each contest are available at the 1480 KPHX studios at 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, or online at 1480kphx.com. We wish all our listeners the best of luck in winning, and thanks for listening to 1480 KPHX.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Voters are turning out in large numbers in Texas and Ohio for critical primaries for the Democratic presidential candidates. Hillary Clinton met voters at a polling place in Houston today and talked with reporters.
These are two really critical states. Obviously, you don't get to the White House as a Democrat without winning Ohio. And we're going to put Texas in play.
Polls show tight races in both Texas and Ohio for the Democrats. AP's Ron Fournier reports the race is more clear-cut on the Republican side.
John McCain has been the presumptive nominee now for several weeks since Super Tuesday. That's very possible tonight here on Junior Tuesday that he could go over the top and actually get a majority of the delegates.
And McCain is speaking optimistically.
I believe that with your help today that we can secure enough delegates to make sure that we can secure the nomination.
As he campaigned today, McCain was also critical of both Democratic candidates for wanting to set a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. Despite a breakdown in talks, President Bush is upbeat about the prospects for peace in the Middle East.
I'm optimistic, and we'll continue to work hard to help achieve the vision.
Bush made his remarks after meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House. We're learning a bit more about the target of a U.S. missile strike on Somalia this week. That target is a man suspected in the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. No word yet on whether he was killed in that attack. The national gay marriage debate has shifted to California. That state's highest court is hearing arguments today on the constitutionality of a voter-approved law that bans same-sex marriage. Gay rights advocates sued to overturn that ban 4 years ago. Crude oil prices have dipped below $100 a barrel today and are edging slightly upward again, but still remain historically high. Now a top Energy Department official says market speculation may have added as much as 10% to crude oil costs. On Wall Street, the Dow now down 181 points. This is AP Radio News. Memphis police are trying to find out what happened inside a home where six people were found dead overnight in an apparent mass shooting, including two children. This man lives across the street.
Something like this just beyond belief.
Three children who survived that attack were taken to a hospital. Roads are treacherous from Arkansas to Ohio. A band of snow and sleet stretches across that region. At least 11 inches of snow fell in west central Arkansas. A generation of Green Bay Packers fans will have to get used to someone else as quarterback of their favorite team. After 17 seasons, Brett Favre has decided to retire following his last regular season win in December against the Bears. He was asked about what stood out in his mind about his career.
You don't really think about particular games or plays as much as you do the plane rides, bus rides, locker rooms, practices, you know, the stuff that you think you'd never remember.
The team has scheduled an afternoon news conference. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by H&R Block. You got people. Don't miss out on the federal tax rebate. You could get up to $1,200 or more, but you must file this year. Come to H&R Block now. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service doggy wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them, all in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty, 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
The Wasabi Room at Maley's Thai Bistro Desert Ridge is known for sensational sushi dishes. Try Maley's addictive Hawaii 5-0, a peanut-encrusted seared tuna featuring a sweet miso and chili sauce served sashimi style. Or try another of Maley's savory morsels, the Wahoo Roll, a succulent Hawaiian white fish wrapped with cucumber and avocado, topped with fresh sliced strawberries and drizzled with ponzu sauce. Or for a jaw-dropper, try the Tootsie Roll. It's filled with cream cheese, perfectly broiled fresh water eel, red crab meat, and asparagus. For more delicious dishes, call Maley's Desert Ridge at 480-342-9220. That's 480-342-9220.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
The 3 a.m. ad. I was surprised that it, like I say, especially with all the plagiarism stuff going around, that they just ripped off the Mondale ad. It's, you know, the same thing, the scary phone at 3 in the morning.
And also they ripped off the Brink security ad.
Which is even worse.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a black man trying to break into my White House.
Wait, it's Barack Obama.
The Stephanie Miller Show, weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're in the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, let's see. We're pretty sure that Barack Obama is a devoted Christian. He's out there proclaiming it. And we're pretty sure that Hillary Clinton thinks that he probably is. She'll take his word for it. Let's see. Abraham Lincoln was an atheist. Thomas Jefferson was a deist, sort of an atheist. Well, actually, you know, more like an agnostic, more like a not sure of it. And Jefferson wrote in his journals, in his private diary, that in his conversations with George Washington, he became convinced that George Washington shared his skepticism. But it's been a long time since we've had a president or a politician who would proclaim that they don't proclaim. But now there's a whole interesting subset of the proclaim that they don't proclaim proclaimers who are proclaiming that they don't proclaim aggressively, enthusiastically, and evangelically. Chris Hedges addresses this, the New York Times best-selling author of a couple of brilliant books. Chris has been on our program before. We've talked about War as a Force That Gives Us Meaning and American Fascists, about the Christo-Fascist movement. There's a new book out called I Don't Believe in Atheists. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom.
You don't believe in atheists.
Well, it's a cute title.
Yeah.
Although theologically correct, Martin Luther said, we all have gods. It just depends on which one. And I don't, of course, have any problem with, I mean, there's nothing intrinsically moral about being a believer or a non-believer. I mean, there are many people of great moral probity and courage who have lived lives, exemplary lives outside of religious structures, don't find meaning in religious ritual or religious language, just as there are many people who cloak themselves in religion to justify or sanctify intolerance, repression, bigotry, and cruelty.
Yeah, my personal example is my father. My father was, throughout his life, pretty sure that there was, you know, when he died, that the lights were going to go off and that was the end of it.
Well, I wouldn't argue with your dad.
But the thing is, he never, I never argued with him, frankly, about it either. I accepted that's the way he thought. And yet he took, you know, us kids. My mom was a very devoted Methodist, and, you know, they raised the kids, us four boys in the church. But, my dad never tried to evangelize me about it. In fact, it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I even learned that that's how he felt. And but what you're writing about here is a new form of fundamentalism, and I'm using your language, that there is a strain of atheism that has become in and of itself a fundamentalist religion. Explain that.
Yes. Just to back up, I had not paid close attention to these new atheists, people like Richard Dawkins, Christopher Hitchens, Sam Harris, Daniel Dennett, E.O. Wilson, until I went out last May to UCLA to debate Sam Harris, who wrote The End of Faith and Letter to a Christian Nation, and then 2 days later I went to San Francisco to debate Christopher Hitchens, who wrote God is Not Great. So I had to read, of course, their work and then debate them in a public forum, and I was appalled at how similar they were to the very Christian fundamentalists I had just spent 2 years focusing on for this book, American Fascists. They, too, believe in a binary worldview of us and them. Instead of attacking Islam as sort of a force of Satan or the Antichrist, Islam becomes, an irrational religion where Muslims must either be converted to our way of life, which, of course, they assume is the best, or
that being atheism in this case, as opposed to the evangelical Christians.
Yeah, they would argue a life of reason and a life of science. The thing is, they make a leap of faith as egregious as the radical Christian right. Science is a morally neutral discipline. You know, human society has advanced scientifically and technologically, but we've not morally advanced. And these forces have, on the one hand, of course, been used to enhance, preserve, nurture, protect life, but also have ushered in the projects of industrial killing and mass slaughter that characterized the last century. Science serves the ambitions of humankind. Some
I would
of which
suggest,
are dark,
though, that,
and some of which are good.
Yeah, but I would submit to you that science actually does have an intrinsic morality, because science, to the extent that it's concerned with advancement, survival, and understanding, which I think is most scientists would say, you know, is at the core of their love of science and participation in science, there is a moral dimension to that. I'm not sure I can explain it, and I'm not sure I'm doing a particularly good job of it right now, but that there is some sort of intrinsic morality in that it is advancing life for all practical purposes.
Well, but and yet, a huge percentage of scientists in this country work for defense-related industries, and they're building weapons that have the ability to obliterate tens of thousands of people.
There are occasionally people like Adolf Hitler who rise up from whom or against whom you must defend yourself.
Well, and I'm not arguing that, but the arms industry in this country, our country at this point is virtually held hostage to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in terms of the drain on the economy, but the fact that we, I think, sell more arms than every other country on Earth combined.
But see, I don't think that supports or disputes your contention that science is morally neutral.
Well,
contention that science actually has a slight positive moral tinge.
Well, but science and technology are also responsible for the destruction of the ecosystem. I mean, that science and
technology... Actually, I would argue that marketing is...
Well, but science and technology in the service of corporate profit,
yeah,
or science and technology in the service of the military-industrial complex, I think does have a morally negative quality.
So then essentially what you're arguing is not that it's morally negative, but that it's morally neutral and can be used by
immoral
people.
Yeah, I'm arguing that it's amoral.
It's separate from morality.
Human sciences, you know, serves human ambitions.
So back
some
to
of which are good and some of which are bad.
All right, now back to the main hypothesis in your book, I Don't Believe in Atheists, that essentially, to put this in my language, rather than quoting you, that there are some atheists who have become so evangelical about their atheism that they are essentially evangelical atheists, and that in and of itself is a religion. And you suggest that most of these folks that you've run across anyway were also big supporters of the war in Iraq. I don't get the connection.
Well, I think it's intimately connected that the support of preemptive war and imperialist projects, which is at the core of, you know, the religious right in this country, is also at the core of the new atheists, because, like the religious right, they create a binary worldview of us and them, of those of us who, exist on a morally superior plane.
So this is taking us in some ways back to your book, War as a Force That Gives Us Meaning.
Yes.
That out of that binary worldview comes this whole spectrum of death and destruction.
Yes. Well, you know, Sam Harris in The End of Faith asks us to consider a nuclear first strike on the Arab world. He defends torture, as does, of course, Hitchens.
Right.
Hitchens is one of the premier apologists for the war in Iraq.
Yeah, as recently as this last weekend, he was on Bill Maher's show saying, yes, there was al-Qaeda. There was that one guy there.
So, and I don't think that's accidental, because what they have done, I mean, these atheists are as culturally, linguistically, and historically illiterate as the religious fundamentalists they purport to be against. And they have, you know, the kinds of stuff that they say and write about Muslims, one-fifth of the world's population, only 20% of whom are Arabic-speaking, could be lifted from the most rabid sermon by a Christian fundamentalist. They've come together where they've demonized, of course in different language, but it's the same kind of demonization of the other.
Yeah, we only have about a minute left. How do you respond to atheists who suggest that atheism is not a theism, it's not an ism, that it is the lack of a belief in something, which is what I describe as agnosticism, that it's atheism, in other words, a meaning no, theism, you know, belief in
well, a lot of theologians write that, you know, pure atheism is an impossibility for precisely the point that you raise, that everybody believes in something. That we all have gods.
Except agnostics. Agnostics are genuine questioners. They're saying, I don't know.
Well, but for
I mean,
me,
I think
me,
that's what my
know,
dad was.
Graham Greene used to call himself a Christian agnostic. For me, questioning and doubt are at the core of faith.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
That it's when we believe in an absolutism, when we believe that our own narrow particular values are universal values, that we shut ourselves off from the possibility of faith.
Right. Whether we call ourselves atheists or Christians or Jews or Muslims or Hindus or anything.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah, interesting. Chris Hedges, very thought-provoking new book, I Don't Believe in Atheists. Chris, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Thanks, Tom.
16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, transforming the world by revitalizing democracy. Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
It's GameStop's biggest tournament ever. Better start training.
Look down into some one-arm push-ups. It's the fight of your life.
The date, March 8th. The game, Nintendo Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
All the L's and the 8's and the turtle things got their eyes on the prize.
Grand prize, an LCD TV, $5,000 cash and more. Details at GameStop.com/smash.
Then pre-order your copy today. Power to the player.
No purchase required. Only U.S. resident 13 and up.
Boy, we're prohibited.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatization, of course, but you get my point.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Hi, folks. Bill Einelli, broker-owner of Einelli & Associates. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 for Real Estate Matters. We break down the market like no other show in the valley. Special guest, news you can use, the email bag, name that tune, and your phone calls are all part of the number one real estate show in Arizona. Real Estate Matters, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1480 KPHX.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name is Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen & Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen & Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen & Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen & Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. One of the things I really love about 1480 KPHX is how they do the vast majority of their business with locally owned companies. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. That's the way radio is supposed to work. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com. Thank you.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Somebody said, what is truth?
So what is truth? 21 minutes past the hour. What are, Chris Hedges is with us again. Chris, welcome back. I wanted to just wrap this up a little bit because in part I was noticing the chat room was just going nuts on this topic, and I felt like I had not close the loop on. I want to bring you in, and there's a couple other pieces in your book that when I was reading it that caught my attention that I wanted to discuss with you in the about 4 minutes or 5 minutes we'll have here. But the first one is you were suggesting, or you were telling me how there are, and you write about it in your book at some length, how there are all these evangelical atheists who are also supporters of the war, but there are a number of evangelical atheists, Bill Maher comes to mind, for example, who it was not a supporter of the war. In fact, was, you know, opposed to the war from the get-go. There are a lot of, I'm sure, non-evangelical atheists, I think probably, you know, a good chunk of our listening audience, who never supported the war. Reconcile that.
Well, and you have Richard Dawkins, who's British, never supported the war, is a critic of the Bush administration. I think that what's dangerous is when you adopt any utopian belief system. any belief system that says that we have found a route towards collective moral progress, that human history is cumulative, that our generation is better than the last one, and the next one's going to be even better, and we're marching in some kind of teleological, linear progression towards, you know, the perfect human society. And an atheism that doesn't embrace that utopianism, I have a great deal of respect for. Not only that, but as a student of religion, I think one must remember that all religious movements, all great religious thinkers, including people like Spinoza, were denounced as heretics and atheists at the time that they proposed their systems. You know, that
Martin
that
Luther
religion,
was.
What's that?
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther. That religion is, you know, in order to stay alive, it evolves and changes as our concept of religion and, of course, our concept of God changes.
Yeah.
So that kind of atheism, and I'm very clear about that in the book, that kind of atheism that doesn't wed itself to utopianism and isn't a form of self-exaltation, it has not only a respected but an important place in the intellectual and religious traditions of human society. What I'm going after are these essentially secular fundamentalists who, under the guise of atheism, are promoting a belief system as chauvinistic, as intolerant, and as violent as the very Christian fundamentalists who frighten so many of us.
Right. So the arc that I'm seeing is in war as a force that gives us meaning. You're identifying the tendency to fall into these binary systems. In American fascists, you identify the Christian fascists among us, those who have dropped into the, you know, got the, well, here's Jerry Falwell.
You got to kill the terrorists before the killing stops. And I'm for the president. Chase them all over the world. If it takes 10 years, blow them all away in the name of the Lord.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then from that to now seeing folks like Christopher Hitchens out there saying essentially the exact same thing, only instead of blow them all away in the name of the Lord, it's blow them all away because they believed in...
Yeah, well, in the name something. Of Western civilization and our moral superiority.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of disease.
Now, in your book, you in the chapter to self-delusion, and by the way, one of your epigraphs is just actually one of my favorite quotations. I just want to toss it out. Albert Einstein, science without religion is lame. Religion without science is blind. I just think it's so well said. But in your book, in the self-delusion chapter, you say Dawkins asserts the accidental nature of existence. This is a claim beyond the ability of science to test or prove. Riff on that for a moment.
Well, you know, I think all of these new atheists make that leap from science to the cult of science. You know, they've all distorted Darwin and evolutionary biology. There's nothing in Darwin that suggests that we're morally progressing as a species. Quite the opposite. Darwin argues that we're all captive, I think correctly, to our animal natures.
Actually, in his book, The Descent of Man, if you read it, it's fascinating. He goes back and forth, chapter to chapter. On one chapter, it's like, you know, why are the savages so nice to their children? Why do they have such good family lives? And then in the next, because he refers to all Aboriginal people, indigenous people, as savages.
Right.
And then in the next chapter, it's like, but they're savages, you know, and
right.
We're the only civilized ones, and we're getting better and better. But and then another, next chapter, but they're so nice to each other, and they don't, and they so infrequently have wars. But and then the next chapter, but they're savages, and the book is schizophrenic.
Well, and he has some real sins, you know. I mean, he classifies races by Asiatic, and you know,
right.
And
yeah.
And of course, he was very close to Malthus and Spencer and these horrible social Darwinians, but he never corrupted his science to do that.
Yeah.
The
Descent of Man is more a speculative book than a science book.
Yeah.
It is not The Origin of Species.
His science is, he was just too good a scientist to pervert, you know, the theory of evolutionary biology into a social system. He let other people do that who, you know, he sympathized with.
Yeah, including his cousin.
Including his cousin, exactly.
Yeah, he turned it into an economic system to justify social Darwinism,
exactly.
Economic Darwinism.
So, and I think that these people have misused evolutionary biology in the same way the Christian right has misused it. In fact, if Darwin and the Bible agree on nothing else, it's that humankind is probably irredeemable.
That's an interesting note to leave it on. Chris Hedges, the book, I Don't Believe in Atheists. Chris, thanks for dropping back in.
Sure. Thank you, Tom.
Good talking with you. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhoads at 1 p.m., Jeff Farias at 4, weekday afternoon on 1480 KVHX.
In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right-wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
I can't keep up with my bills. My credit card interest rates are too high. I just can't seem to get ahead. Gas, groceries, it seems like all I do is spend.
Hi, I'm Jordan Goodman, author of Everyone's Money Book on Credit. I hear questions like this about debt all the time. Are you in debt? Well, you're not alone. There's a huge debt problem in America. It's tough to keep up. Debt Relief Solutions has the answer. Whether it's credit cards or unexpected bills, it all adds up, and it's your money. It's time to get out of debt now. Get help with Debt Relief Solutions and get cash back. Call Debt Relief Solutions. The professionals they place you with may help you to reduce or even eliminate interest rates on credit cards, potentially save you thousands of dollars. Become debt-free much quicker. Consolidate bills into one simple monthly payment. You'll even get cash back for paying your bills on time. I repeat, you'll get cash back for paying your bills on time. Get out of debt today. Just call Debt Relief Solutions now at 1-800-206-0430. 1-800-206-0430. Again, that's 1-800-206-0430.
Services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Primary day. I'm Ed Donahue. Vermont, Rhode Island, Ohio, and Texas are the states voting for president in the primaries today. For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton is hoping to break Barack Obama's 11 victories in a row.
I don't really pay a lot of attention to, you know, what somebody says is happening. Let's wait and find out what the voters actually have decided. And, you know, I think it's going to turn out well.
Republican John McCain could clinch enough delegates today to secure the nomination. There is word from Iraq and American soldiers among 8 people killed in an Iraqi military helicopter crash in northern Iraq. Brett Favre told ESPN he's tired mentally and he's going to retire. In 2006, Favre talked about what he'll miss when his playing days are over.
You don't really think about particular games or plays as much as you do. The plane rides, bus rides, locker rooms.
Last season, Brett Favre broke Dan Marino's career records for most touchdown passes and most yards passing and John Elway's record for most career victories by a starting QB. There are more signs U.S. companies are getting hit by a weak economy. The Dow is down 166 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhoads, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Introduce your business to a new customer with buying power. Advertising in Echo Magazine will help you reach a multi-billion dollar market within the gay and lesbian community. Join other advertisers such as Bridgestone Tires, Jobbing.com Arena, Subaru, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the City of Glendale in reaching a large, loyal, and lucrative target audience. Echo Magazine is distributed free at more than 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, California, and Nevada. Our Lambda Directory of Advertisers is an essential community reference guide. We take pride in creating a publication that readers will save and refer to again and again, ensuring tremendous visibility for your advertisement. For more information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com. Give your advertising resounding results with Echo Magazine.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-622-6619. That's 1-800-622-6619. 1-800-622-6619.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Put on your tinfoil hat. Okay, you got it on? All right, good. One of the reasons that the difference between crack cocaine and powder cocaine was made manifest all of 20 years ago was because the prison industrial complex was about to begin its big expansion program, and they needed more customers.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
This is our country. We're taking it back. Red, yellow, and brown. White and black. Atheist and Christian. Straight and gay. This is our country, and we ain't going away.
So the point...
We might be different.
Yeah, the point was... Okay. It's not atheism or Christianity or any other religion or belief system or aggressive lack of a belief system that is problematic. It's fundamentalism that's problematic. Whether it's fundamentalism in a secular context or in a religious context, angry fundamentalism, according to Chris Hedges, and I broadly agree with his thesis, is something we should be concerned about because it enhances this binary worldview, this us versus them mentality. 1-866-303-2270, our phone number. Philip in Los Angeles. Hey, Philip.
Hello. I wanted to make a quick point, meaning when Chris Hedges said that the atheists, they don't believe in a universal this or that. But the truth is, atheists, or myself, most atheists I know, were against the war. Most atheists also, we just don't believe in any of the gods that have been presented to us so far.
Sure.
So
now, Philip, I'm not disagreeing with you. The point that Chris Hedges was making is that you're not the kind of atheist that he was writing this book about.
Yeah, well, I also don't think he's very fair. I mean, I think he should have Sam Harris. I mean, Chris Hitchens is definitely, he says some crazy things. He's pretty funny, but I don't see him going, I've never really heard him saying he wants to go bomb the rest of the world. I have heard him say that, hey, I don't want to love my enemies. You Christians can do that. I've heard him make jokes about that, but, you know, he's a little bit outrageous. He's kind of like Bill Maher, who I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah,
but
I am too.
You could have Sam Harris on your show. He's absolutely the opposite of what Chris Hedges described him as.
What these guys
are doing are finally, you know, I've had enough. I mean, I've had enough of these crazy religious people that believe in whatever, wherever they were born, that's their belief, and then it's true.
Yeah.
And one thing I just want to say, one more point, and that is, in some ways, I don't think agnosticism exists, because if you say you don't believe in God, and you don't know, you don't know that it's a God, that means you're not really believing in a God. If you say, well, I'm not sure if Jesus is my Savior, then you're automatically an atheist. That's my opinion. So I think atheism does exist, and I think that agnosticism doesn't exist in that sense.
Yeah, I think we're linguistically splitting hairs. You know, it was interesting. I read, after I met Pope John Paul II, I read his last autobiography, and there was a chapter in there about how he, that actually made me very sad, about how he had spent
and I'm using my words, not his, and it's been a, you know, almost a decade since I read it. But essentially he was saying he spent his life trying to reach that moment of enlightened certainty that he believed that the saints all had, that, that certainly St. Francis had, and never apparently achieved it. And Mother Teresa, similarly in her letters and in her autobiography, talks about all the doubt that she had in her life. I think that that is an absolutely natural and human thing. I certainly have you know, had that, you know, that's a dimension of my experience of life and religion. In St. John of the Cross, in his book Dark Night of the Soul, I mean, here's a guy who was being tortured by the Catholic Church because he had supported Teresa of Avila in the Carmelites, and in being humble. You know, the Catholic Church at that time was all about pomp, ceremony, and political power, and he was supporting basically a revolution within the church against it. And so they locked him in this little closet and took him out every day and threw sardines and scraps on the floor with his hands tied behind his back, and walked around him in circles and whipped him as he you know, on his knees, and ate the food off the floor straight with his mouth, to the point that they broke his shoulders and several of his ribs. And one of his jailers, and this was over like a 6-month period or a year period, and one of his jailers gave him a paper and pen, and he wrote this, you know, this Dark Night of the Soul is the name of the book. He wrote this from inside this closet, you know, really just struggling with all this stuff, you know.
The first time I heard that story, and maybe this will take you back, but Werner Erhard, do you remember him?
Yeah, Est.
He told that story at one of those seminars.
You're kidding.
Can I just do one thing about doubt really quick?
Yeah.
There's one thing that I think Darwin shows us, and that I think that most atheists do not doubt the fact that we are all animals. And that's one thing that religion displaces us from, the belief or the idea that the reality is human beings are absolutely, in the big scheme of things, no different than all the other animals. And
well, I wouldn't challenge that, and I call myself a Christian. There's no doubt in my mind that humans are animals. I'm just let me just finish my sentence. I'll let you. I'm just of the opinion that before I became conscious the way I'm conscious right now, I was part of some other consciousness that permeates everything in creation, and that after this consciousness that I'm experiencing at this moment is gone, that consciousness will become part of a consciousness that is larger than everything, or that is everything that exists, including the things that we think are inanimate. And I experience that. I frame that in a Christian context, because that's how I was raised, and I feel real comfortable with that, and I am very happy with that. It works for me. But I would never say to a Muslim or a Jew or a Hindu that they should, you know, adopt my religion. So I guess I'm not an evangelical Christian.
Right. No, I understand. And I agree with what you're saying, but I don't have to believe in a virgin birth or that Muhammad flew on a white horse to heaven.
I think that there are a lot of Christians who don't believe all those points. I mean, you look at Deuteronomy or Leviticus, there's like the 638 laws or whatever. I mean, if a Christian or a Jew were to literally practice their religion, they would have to stone a child who talks back to his parents. I mean,
or a woman that wasn't a virgin when she was...
I mean, yeah, so the fact of the matter is that, you know, doubt and non-adherence with a religion is actually the norm, not the exception.
Right. I understand. I just want to say that's one thing that religion does do. I think it displaces us from the animal world, and we are all animals.
I don't disagree with you, Philip, that many religions attempt to do that, and I think that they do that to the detriment of the religion and of their followers. Thank you very much for the call. Good to hear from you. Tim in Detroit. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tom. Number one, I think Chris said he needs to go on vacation. He's got a really bad outlook, it seems, on the human race. I, as an atheist, and I mean, there are subtleties in terms of doubt and belief and whatever structure one thinks of the universe. I agree with anybody of faith or non-faith that the human race is redeemable. Otherwise, what is the point of us struggling to build a better world?
Redeemable from what? I mean, you know, this is the question. I'm not sure that I'm Well, actually, I'll say right up front, I don't believe in the concept of original sin. I don't think that we are born evil.
Exactly.
In fact, that's the thing that I think cleaves conservatives from liberals.
Absolutely.
Conservatives, by and large, believe that people are intrinsically evil, and therefore we need to have governments or churches to protect us from our evil nature. Liberals believe people are essentially good, and the purpose of governments and churches is to lift us into our highest goodness. And that's
exactly. And I mean, you can draw progress in those terms. I don't think progress is so much linear, but it is historical. And if we can learn from the past, we take that as a history lesson, in a sense, and say, okay, well, how can we do better?
But what if there isn't progress? What if it's true? I mean, you go back and you read Daniel Quinn is probably the most articulate spokesman of this in his Ishmael books. But before that, Man's Rise to Civilization. I'm drawing a blank on the author's name. He's dead now. It's in the book is out of print. But it's just this brilliant ethnography of Native Americans and at first contact of all these different tribes across the North American continent. I mean, it's a lifetime's work. And Peter Farb is his name, the guy who wrote it. And if you can get a used copy, it is so worth tracking down this book, Man's Rise to Civilization, by Peter Farb. And over and over and over again, what you found was that these, you know, what Darwin referred to as the savages, that Native and Aboriginal indigenous people, in many cases, in most cases, had figured out how to live in peace, had a high quality of life, had actually long lives by and large, had very little warfare. It was the exception, wildly the exception rather than the rule. And that Hobbes in Leviathan, you know, about life being nasty, short, brutish, and whatnot, was simply wrong.
Well,
what if we have not evolved, we've devolved?
Well, I think genetically, I think we've stayed the same, but I think you bring up a very good point of how we define progress and how we define what our quote unquote goals are. And we you know, there have been indigenous societies in the past that have done just fine. And, you know, we see quote unquote civilization having many problems.
And some of them are still out there. And I would submit to you that fundamentalism, whether it's a secular form of fundamentalism as in evangelical atheism, or whether it's Christian fundamentalism or pick your religion, that fundamentalism is the devolution. It is the reverse of evolution. And that feeling, you know, some sort of a feeling of connectedness, and whether that's derived from, you know, a belief in culture and science, or whether that's derived from a belief in some greater, you know, something, you know, looking up at the sky at night and going, oh my God. I mean, some people look up at the sky and say, oh my God, and they're thinking about all those stars and the science of it, and some people are just thinking about how vast it is and how there's, you know, what's that, you know? That is...
It's almost saying the same thing, though, in a sense.
Yeah, that's my point. That for the people in the vast middle, whether they call themselves, my father referred to himself as agnostic, or atheists, or whether they call themselves Christians or Jews or Muslims, but in that vast middle of, you know, yes, there's some doubt here, and no, I'm not going to go off and with a gun and force people to be just like me and believe that way. That represents a positive force, but at the fringes, the you know, it's my way or the highway, that is a negative force, and that's the negative force that is destroying Aboriginal cultures. That's the negative force that's destroying the world. That's the negative force that's destroying us.
I think love ultimately is sort of the bind of the human race. It has to be. Otherwise, we're wrong.
Amen. Amen. Love is the most powerful thing there is. And you know, as a Christian, I say, you know, John pointed out, God is love, right? There it is in John, John 4, as I recall. Anyhow, Tim, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 7 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 10. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive.
only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
This March 13th, 1480, KPHX and Action Point with Cynthia Black bring you Uncounted.
Everything we know about this election tells us the exit polls were right. George Bush lost this election.
An explosive new documentary.
The scope of the theft is almost unfathomable.
Journalist Bob Kohler calls it very powerful.
With these machines, you can alter the outcome of a national election undetectably.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes. I wrote a prototype that did just that.
What he found was an extraordinary threat to national security.
A vital and important work, says journalist Brad Friedman.
Co-sponsored by Arizona Advocacy Network and Democracy for America, Maricopa County. For tickets and details, go to ArizonaUncounted.com.
We have every reason to believe that the 2008 election is going to be manipulated.
Hi, I'm Joel Stemple, Senior Consulting Partner with Valley National Asset Management, a financial consulting firm located at 8180 North Hayden Road, Suite D203 in Scottsdale. Many people today have 401ks with companies they left years ago. Perhaps yours did okay for a while, but maybe now you don't even remember what funds it is invested in. You are not alone. Many people are in the same predicament. If you bring in your latest statement, I would be happy to analyze it and suggest the most suitable options. This would be an objective review, and there's never a charge for consultation. With 30 years in the financial services industry, I can help you with all of your retirement needs. Remember, at Valley National Asset Management, we are partners with our clients, helping them select suitable investments. Please call me at 480-922-3005 or log on to our website, www.valleynational.net.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they're saying,
that's you know, the new American middle class right there. The working poor. Welcome to 30 years of Republican policies. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Kevin in San Francisco, you can prove there's no God?
Well, I don't think, well, it's not a question of proving it.
Or gods.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, well, here's the question. If I said there's an Easter Bunny, and you said, no, there isn't the Easter Bunny, and I said, you can't prove there is no Easter Bunny, and you can't prove there is no Easter Bunny. However, you are not agnostic about the Easter Bunny. I bet you're pretty confident there is no Easter Bunny. I bet you're pretty comfortable. And the fact that millions of children believe there is one doesn't make there be an Easter Bunny.
I agree.
So, I mean, your whole argument is logically flawed. You don't have to, there's a burden of proof here. You say there's a magical thing that is superpowers of some kind. And then you say, I can't prove that that magical thing doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, That's ridiculous. The burden of proof is on you, not on me.
Similarly, Kevin, I'm guessing that you believe that the telephone you're holding in your hand right now is solid.
Yes, I do.
But
yes,
in fact, it's mostly vacuum. It's mostly empty space.
A lot of space. Yeah, I realize that there's mostly everything is space. I understand that. But the way molecules hook together by energy make them into solids.
But you don't know that.
It's not like we're not aware of it. It's not like we're not aware of what the property. And even if I were not aware of it, I don't have to off some virgins to get the moon back.
No, neither do I.
The eclipse will end. Relax. The eclipse will end. You don't have to panic and make a magic person if you don't know the answer. I don't know all the answers to the world.
The fact is we don't know how electricity works, Kevin.
Yeah, but I don't have to create a magic person. I just don't. You're right. I don't know things. But that doesn't mean all of a sudden I create magic.
No, I mean, like, nobody knows it. And we do create models for it. We don't know how electricity works, but we do know that whether it's electrons or photons or solitons or whatever it is, and whether it's electrons hopping from valence shell to valence shell or motion bumping them it down the aisle or all the various theories that have been advanced, we do know that I equals E over R and R equals E over I and E equals IR, you know, if we want to do the math on amperage, voltage, and resistance. I mean, we know how to make a light bulb light up. We know how to heat the cathode of a
wait a minute. I get your point, but I'm only saying.
Yeah, my point is
wait a minute. You're suggesting that because there are things I don't know, but therefore, there's a lot of things I don't know. That doesn't mean I have all of a sudden I believe in something.
Sure.
That I all of a sudden create a belief.
Yeah, you put a step forward and you're believing that the ground underneath you is going to be solid. Now, that belief is well-founded.
I would submit
to you that it's still a belief because, you know, your knee might give out or, you know, the ground may not be solid underneath you.
So, I mean,
surprised all the time.
If you're trying to discover the truth of something, the first thing you have to do is establish, if somebody makes one claim and you claim something else, the first thing you have to establish, well, who has to prove that it's different?
I agree, but you're assuming that I'm trying to discover truth, and I'm not.
I'm trying to say that an atheist does not, you're right, I cannot prove there is no God, but I cannot prove there is no tooth fairy.
Wait,
but I'm not agnostic about
then I'm agreeing with you, Kevin. What I'm saying, my point is, and I think your point is, that an article of faith, whatever it may be, whether it's a belief in something in the natural world or whether it's a belief in something in a supernatural world, is still nonetheless an article of faith. And it cannot be absolutely proven and it cannot be absolutely disproven.
Well, but
maybe there is an Easter Bunny.
But there is actually, yeah, of course there is.
I mean, maybe there is in some little island off the coast of Indonesia. There's a bunny.
Here's another fact along the same
line. Is there a Bigfoot, you know?
There either is a God or there isn't a God. There are absolutes. The fact that...
Not necessarily.
No, wait a minute. There is, look.
That's only necessary if you are either a fundamentalist atheist or a fundamentalist Christian Jew, fundamentalist monotheist.
Look, I'm saying Paris doesn't exist because you believe in it. Paris exists whether you believe in it or not. So God doesn't exist because I believe in God, or by the same token, God doesn't. I don't believe in
you're
God.
You're setting up this absolute binary
absolute
equation,
truth.
And I'm saying no, there isn't.
Truth.
I'm saying it is not a binary. Has to be or can't be. There's this huge area in the middle of could be, maybe not, or probably not, but could be.
But it's still at the same time, there is a truth. There is the truth. God exists or he doesn't. Isn't a third way.
There is a third way. There's a third way of, you know, I hope he does, or it does, or she does, or they do.
I hope he does when I think of George Bush, because I hope there's a God to punish that bastard. So I'm not quite an atheist then.
Kevin, I'll agree with you on that. I'm going to move along. Thanks a lot for the call. I love these conversations. Amina in Los Angeles. Hey, Amina, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First time caller. You have a great show. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
But I do want to just agree with your last caller very, very much. And the point of contention that you guys were having is pretty much the exact point of contention that I had with Chris Hedges as well, which is the sort of comment that he made about atheism being as big of a leap of faith as it is to be a fundamentalist.
Well, let's keep in mind, he's not talking about atheism. He's talking about fundamental evangelical atheism.
Well, let me speak to that a little bit and first say that I'm pretty new to all of this subject, so forgive me if I don't seem like an authority on it. I'm just speaking from my personal experience, which is that you can't really convert people to atheism. It doesn't work that way because...
You should read some of my emails.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You should read the emails that I get from people trying to convert me to atheism.
I'd love to read them, but so far it hasn't worked. And the reason why it hasn't worked is because the belief in God is so personal and has so much to do with your sense of yourself in this world. And you're talking about your sense of stepping on the ground and whether or not you believe that. You know, it's too personal for any one body to convert you to atheism. It doesn't work that way. And one of the main reasons why it doesn't work that way is because it's based on empirical evidence, which is why it isn't a great leap of faith to be an atheist.
I'm sorry, I have to... It's the tyranny of the clock. It's the top of the hour, and we're out of time. But I get your point, and I appreciate and honor it. I truly do. Thank you so much for calling in. 57 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Looking for an apartment that welcomes both you and your cat? You'll have the most luck in Colorado, Kansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Texas, which have the most pet-friendly rental listings, according to Apartments.com. We built Higgins and all our cats an outdoor run so they can all experience nature. And, of course, Goosalini, the mad goose, is on our back deck. Do you take care when preparing your own meals to make them as healthy as they can be? Purina One Natural Blends is prepared with that same philosophy in mind. The ingredients in Purina One Natural Blends are carefully selected for their natural nutrient content and steam cooked at the start of it at an optimal time and temperature to help maintain vitamins, minerals, and flavor. It's made with real white meat, chicken, or salmon as the first ingredient, plus oatmeal or brown rice and spinach, all wholesome ingredients for good health in your cat. Look for the new packaging on store shelves now. I'm thrilled with the healthy changes I've seen in Higgins over the last 2 years, like a more shiny coat and more energy. Ready to make a change in your cat's health? See the difference Purina One can make. Call 1-866-380-MEOW for a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. Don't wait. Call 1-866-380-MEOW.
Come see over $1 billion as one of the nation's premier money shows comes to Phoenix. It's the American Numismatic Association's National Money Show, March 7th through 9th at the Phoenix Convention Center. You'll see real $100,000 bills and several of the rarest coins in the nation's history, including for the first time ever in Arizona, the rare 1913 Liberty Head Nickel, lost for years and worth millions. It's free exhibits and seminars and free appraisals of your old coins and currency, with hundreds of dealers ready to buy and sell. So grab that money jar, check your pockets. You may be holding a real treasure. To find out, just come to the ANA's National Money Show, March 7th through 9th at the Phoenix Convention Center. Oh yes, the cost for you to see all this money? Not 1 cent. Admission is free. For more information about the National Money Show, call the ANA at 800-367-9723 or visit our website at money.org.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The stakes are high as voters head to the polls in large numbers in Texas and Ohio and two other states today. The day started early for Hillary Clinton.
I feel really good about today. We have a great campaign going on across Texas.
Senator Clinton did greet voters at polling places in Houston today, and the polls leading into today's balloting shows a very tight race in Texas. Clinton holds a slight lead in Ohio. Meanwhile, Republican John McCain could grab up enough delegates today to clinch the GOP nomination. The top U.S. military commander in the Middle East says officials will need time this summer to reassess the situation in Iraq before deciding whether to withdraw more troops. He warns that the threat of extremism remains high. Meantime, an American soldier is among 8 people killed after an Iraqi military helicopter crashed in northern Iraq. The aircraft got caught in bad weather. Peace talks in the Middle East have stalled. The AP's Mark Levie reports Secretary of State Rice is in the region trying to get the Palestinians back to the table.
Secretary Rice is making the case that by stopping the peace talks, the moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is playing into the hands of the Islamic militant Hamas. But Abbas doesn't think it's possible to talk to Israel while all this fighting's going on.
Tensions remain high in South America between Colombia and Venezuela. Today, President Bush offered his support to the Colombian president.
I told the president that America fully supports Colombia's democracy,
and that we firmly oppose any acts of aggression that could destabilize the region.
Bush has criticized what he calls provocative maneuvers by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez's government. Tensions were raised by a Colombian commando raid that killed a key leftist rebel commander across the border in Ecuador. Hundreds of Venezuelan troops have moved toward that border with Colombia. On Wall Street at this hour, a downturn. The Dow is now down by 190 points. This is AP Radio News. A top government health official says the CDC reacted too slowly to concerns about hazardous fumes in FEMA trailers used to house victims of Hurricane Katrina. The official tells Congress problems with formaldehyde in the trailers were known for almost 20 years. An unusual plan to cut down on binge drinking in Britain apparently is not working.
By allowing pubs, restaurants and bars to stay open later, British ministers hope to end a nightly scramble to down drinks before premises stop serving alcohol at 11 p.m. However, 2 years on and a review of the policy has found it has instead led to some increases in alcohol-fueled violence in some towns and cities. The minister in charge of the review said, however, there are no plans to scrap the current laws, but has ordered new studies of drinking patterns after midnight and confirmed he may propose changes to the policy. Roger Kaplinski, London.
Your iPod may soon help you track your work odds. There's a move afoot to get iPod Nanos plugged into cardiac equipment to track workouts and set goals. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by runningoutofair.com. Our air is polluted, and we need your help. Make the clean air commitment now by pointing your browser to runningoutofair.com.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc., 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc., 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
With the complexity of our tax laws, becoming a once-a-year tax expert isn't practical and could be a costly mistake. At Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, there's only one correct result for an individual's income tax return, the one that yields the lowest legitimate tax. At Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, tax preparation is actually a pleasant experience. Be served by a true professional. Expect a pleasant, private atmosphere. Be treated with respect and courtesy. In other words, work with a progressive.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and CEO of Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services. It was a pleasure working with so many fellow progressives last tax season. I look forward to working again with the KPHX community to solve and resolve all their tax needs in 2007.
Call 623-561-6172 for an appointment. Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, 623-561-6172.
Did you know that Hillary Clinton is a closet lesbian and Karl Marx worshiper who wants to take your private property, release murderers onto the streets, and won't meet with the mothers of servicemen killed in action? Plus, she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, who was a train robber. Believe it or not, every one of those facts has been churned out by the right-wing noise machine. They can't win on the issues, so they lie. This time, we're ready. 1480 KPHX, the wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Speaking from behind the good old working class stainless steel microphone, Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. About
9 months ago, thereabouts, I had the vast good fortune of being down in San Francisco for an event that our San Francisco affiliate, it was then called The Quake, it's now Green 960, same station, was putting on for our listeners. And before the public listener event, as I recall, it was a debate. Before that happened, we had lunch with a couple of the people who are going to be involved in it. And I had the great good fortune to sit next to a man who is an absolute political savant, one of the most brilliant politicians of our time, Willie L. Brown, Jr. He's been at the center of California politics, government, and civic life for four decades. His career spans the American presidency from LBJ to George W. Bush. He served in the California Assembly for 30 years, 14 and a half of them as a speaker, and for 2 4-year terms, that's all the term limits laws allow, as mayor of San Francisco. Today he's the head of the Willie L. Brown, Jr. Institute on Politics and Public Service, and the author of a new book, Basic Brown, My Life and Our Times. Willie Brown, welcome to the program.
Come thank you. How are you?
I am great, and it's great to have you on the program with us. I love your book.
Thank you very much. And by the way, meeting you and doing that show together with The Quake, it was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time. And as I recall, you were moderating that debate that night.
I was moderating that debate, and if you remember, I fell off the stage.
That's right. Stephanie Miller and I on one side, and we had, Jerry Doyle and some other conservative on the other side, and it was turned into a real food fight. You did a marvelous job of keeping the parties from getting too physical, I guess.
But the audience was well entertained. I was amazed at the number of people who showed up at USF for that event.
Oh, yeah, it was slammed. Absolutely slammed. In your book, you talk about the nature of politics, and the thing that I was so impressed about in your new book, Basic Brown, is the candor. I mean, you just kind of lay it out, warts and all. Here's how politics works. Everything from you're working a room and you like to talk to the ladies and which didn't please your wife all that much to raising money, thoughts on that, racism in politics, the power of even talking about clothing and things. I mean, all these. I'm first of all, just riff a little bit if you would about politics, the state of politics in America right now. Your thoughts on the state of politics.
Well, the state of politics in America has so dramatically changed over the last 10-11 months. No one in his right mind would have envisioned that the last two persons standing on the Democratic side of the aisle for the nomination would be a woman and a person of African descent. There's no way you couldn't make that up. Even the great authors who do fiction, like Ludlum and Grisham, wouldn't come up with this scenario. It just wouldn't work. Nobody would believe it. But lo and behold, that's what we have. And then we have the unlikely, strange person who in 2000 got rejected resoundingly by the Republicans, and suddenly he's now emerging as the guy the Republicans need the most, John McCain. And you've got this rare breed of a politician who doesn't know when to quit, Ralph Nader, suddenly surfacing with a young Turk from San Francisco named Matt Gonzalez, and people are beginning to speculate, what does this mean for the ultimate nominees in each one of the parties? And so you've got an incredible treasure trove in new ideas and new politics and new concepts not previously explored by any of the great thinkers in the world of politics.
Do you think this is because the 27 years of basically conservative rule, Reaganomics, has been largely unchallenged since Reagan stopped enforcing the Sherman Act and all of these big corporations started agglomerating and, the destruction of the average mom and pop small business and all across America, everything replaced by franchises and, there's been a real change in the landscape of this country over the last 30 years. Do you think this is the pushing back against that?
I think that this is what has fueled the new politics. I think that all of the bad things that have come from those things, all of the derivatives that you've just described, or things which have derived from things you just described, has created a level of now conscious awareness and participation in the power struggle of politics for people who had been only observers in the past. these right-wing radio jocks, these talk show people that people have been complaining about, they're finally getting an opportunity to put them in their place, and those jocks are scrambling. So a combination of all of this just makes for an absolute gorgeous picture for those of us who love to watch politics.
Yeah, it's kind of a perfect storm.
Yeah.
I wonder, you're one of the smartest politicians I've ever met. I mean, we had a fascinating conversation at lunch that day before we did the debate, and I got some insights into you and I also watched you work the room, you know, and I mean, you're just a natural politician. What advice would you have for Barack Obama, and what advice would you have for Hillary Clinton right now at this point in the campaign?
Well, for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they have managed to paint themselves mutually into a corner of no return. They never should have done that. As of this moment, they have just got to fight it out till the end. And whichever one ends up remaining standing, then the loser has to come in out of the rain. The winner has to run outside with an umbrella and assist them into coming in. They just seem to have missed the opportunity to be allies in the quest, with Hillary taking the basics and the stable in the Democratic Party, and Obama bringing in the newcomers, the activists, and the enthusiastic pursuers. If they had managed to start complimenting each other 8 or 9 months ago, they would have a formidable ticket. They didn't do that. They now need to literally mature beyond their mutual support base and start thinking, how on September 1st do I make it so that everywhere I go, Hillary goes with me? Or, on the other hand, everywhere I go, Barack goes with me.
Right. On this program, just today, just in the first hour of our show, we're taking callers, and we will when you and I wrap this up, on the topic of today's primary. And I had a number of people call and say, as the result of fill in the blank, right, and in one case it was as a result of Hillary's negative campaigning against Obama, that person would vote for John McCain or wouldn't vote. And then somebody else called and said, well, because Barack Obama has been a sexist toward Hillary, he made the comment that, although he didn't use her name or even refer specifically to her, that, you know, when you take on the status quo, the claws come out. And that's a sexist comment. And his demeanor toward her seems to be, you know, is kind of patronizing male to female. A couple of people, at least one person has called and said, would never vote for Barack Obama. I'm surprised by how much vitriol, frankly, is emerging in these last days of this campaign.
It's incredible, but I didn't deal with this in any detail in the book, but we politicians all have, to one extent or another, that horrible gene in us. We start to lose, we get incredibly desperate, we forego all of what we know to be our original discipline, and we just start swinging. That's essentially what the two of them have commenced to do, and each of the allegations made by each other, as you've just summarized them, are absolutely true. Barack's not understanding, if you're running against a woman candidate, you've got to be extraordinarily sensitive about every word you use, because you can't use the same words you would apply against a male candidate. That's just the way the system is. And it's how we've made the system. On the other hand, she has got to be extraordinarily careful and sensitive, because she cannot do what her husband did, and that's do the fairy tale bit, because that's going to be misinterpreted and force this guy to be more looked at as if he's Jackie Robinson than he actually is. Mm-hmm. Those two courses can only lead to the disaster of justifying giving McCain and the Republicans a continuation of what prompted all the new politics. McCain is the continuation of the old. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are equally entitled to the entitlements of change.
Yeah, well said, and I absolutely agree. Willie Brown, Basic Brown, My Life and Our Times is the...
Tom, it's always good to talk to you, and particularly to listen to you, and I'm still glad you're there, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much.
All right. Great
talking with you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Willie Brown, one of America's finest politicians. 16 minutes past the hour. 866-303-2270, back with your calls.
listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
Tune in at 3 p.m. Saturday for About Face. About Face is brought to you by this station and Veterans for Peace. On our show, we not only delve into veterans' issues, but also the causes and ethics of war. We try to convey the suffering of war and find ways to avoid future wars. We believe that any sane person who has seen a war wouldn't want another. Tune in to 1480 KPHX at 3 p.m. Saturday and help us find an end to this war and all wars.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix. And I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Farias at 4. This is 1480kphx.
Mr. Marvin, middle class, is really in a skew. Wondering what the younger generation's coming to. And the taste of his martini doesn't please his bitter tongue. Blame it on the Rolling Stones.
Blame it on the Stones.
Yes! Blame it on the Stones!
down. Oh, it's those liberal commie pinko musicians. Welcome back. Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. We should all have health care as good as the Rolling Stones do, living in a country where everybody has health care. Anyhow, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. If you want to drop into our live chat room, go to tomhartman.com. There's also a blog and links to our chat room over at airamerica.com on the Tom Hartman page. Ray in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Ray, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Tom. I just retired from teaching 33 years, health education. I'm making my first trip across the country from Illinois to Arizona to go see the desert in bloom. And for the past 1,000 miles, I've had nothing to listen to but Limbaugh and Hannity and all those folks. And today, I don't know if you're aware of this, but today their big campaign is to get all their listeners to go vote for Hillary to try to, you know, put a kink in Obama's campaign. And, you know, as I listen to this, as I go across the country, I don't know how old you are. I'm 57 years old. And when we were kids, they used to always kind of teach us to snicker at the Soviet Union because they had state-run radio and propaganda and everything else. And as I ride across the country, and that's all I can get are those stations. There's like 3 or 4 in each location.
Right.
I can't help but think, what's the difference? It's the same thing that we used to make fun of when we were the Soviet Union, except it's not. They're all Republican commercials. That's all.
Well, here we are, you and me, right? we are.
The other thing, I don't. Are you familiar with Dr. Albert Ellis?
The name sounds very familiar, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, so. he founded a form of cognitive behavioral therapy called rational emotive behavior.
Oh yeah,
therapy.
Yes, I am.
And what he used to always say is, you take any belief system and take it to a dogmatic extreme, and it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And it causes people to generate unnecessary disturbance, and then they do stupid things, become irrational. And, you know, one of the most, the 4 common types of irrational thought is called label and damning. And as I listened to these guys for the past 1,000 miles, it dawned on me, as somebody who's trained in cognitive behavioral therapy, that that's what they do. They foster and facilitate in people and their listeners, and even politicians do this to an extent, they foster and facilitate irrational thought.
Yeah.
And they generate all this disturbance, and then with the idea of garnishing those people's support, and that's why you get these undying loyalists to candidates and to radio station hosts like Limbaugh and things like that. I mean, they would die for these people, and unfortunately, it makes people stupid.
Yeah, it's not a healthy thing. Yeah, it's not a healthy thing for culture, for society, or for democracy. Right?
No, and right now, like think about what they do with the word liberal. How that's become like. That's like the ultimate label and damning.
Oh, the word liberal is staging a comeback, though, and I think it's gonna come back. But Ray, thanks a lot for the call and for your kind comments. We'll see where this all goes. Dale in Washington D.C. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Well, yesterday I was listening to the Lionel Show, mm-hmm. and a gentleman called in from Texas. And he was showing some concern because when he went in to vote early, he took his voter registration card and they stamped it Republican, even though he said he was voting Democratic. Called into Lionel and they weren't interested. But it seems to me that I heard earlier on your show that you have to have voted Democratic to participate in.
Yeah, that's right. If they stamped his card Republican, it means that he will not be allowed to participate in the caucus.
Right.
And so either it was a mistake, or you have a poll worker who is engaging in illegal partisan, some variation on voter fraud, on election fraud, rather.
Yeah, and I was wondering just how widespread, whether that happened to anybody else in Texas, if they wanted to call into somebody's radio show.
Yeah.
Because I was in Ohio in 2004 and was appalled at what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with Greg Palestine and all of this attorney's business, voter suppression is just really scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll see, Dale, and if anybody calls in, I'll put them on the air and we'll find out. Thank you for the call and thanks for the heads up. It's great to hear from you. Angel in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Angel, we have about a minute before we've got to take a break at the bottom of the hour here.
Yeah, you know, that last hour reminded me of Eric Hoffer's The True Believer.
Uh-huh.
People get really fanatic about things. Really called to comment on the Hillary versus Obama contest. I researched both candidates because I was an Edwards fan, so I had to figure out who else I would support.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised to find out that Obama uses the poor judgment to co-sponsor a bill to take coal and liquefy it and turn it into gas, and to support that, and be that he was the co-sponsor of that bill in Illinois and the Senate last year, despite inconvenient truth and everything we know.
Are you talking about the energy bill?
No, it's separate.
This is a separate bill.
Senate 154, Senate 155. All you green voters ought to check on it before you go vote.
Okay. Are you with the Hillary Clinton campaign?
Absolutely not. I was an Edwards supporter.
All righty, Angel. Thanks a lot for the call. It's interesting. I'll have to check that out. I didn't know. And that's the thing. It's one of the things that is amazing to me is the, and I'm not suggesting that Angel is one, but it's happened, where a caller will call this show and make a point, pro or against a particular candidate, and then I hear the same call on another show later. It's strange. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Carl Edwards, NASCAR driver and Claritin user. Driving is serious business, whether you're racing 180 miles per hour like me or just driving around your town. The point is, always be careful. It's risky to drive with an allergy medicine that could cause drowsiness. Before you buy any allergy medicine, read the warnings. If it says may cause drowsiness, consider it carefully. Or do what I do and get Claritin Clear with the powerful relief of non-drowsy Claritin. Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Reason number 13 to switch to Geico. Everybody else is doing it. Now we know that logic never won an argument with your mom, especially when you were lobbying for that BB gun. You could put an eye out or something. But when it comes to car insurance, joining the crowd could be a good thing. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to Geico for savings, round-the-clock service, and the latest in online technology. Yep, millions switched, and nobody put a single eye out.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
A lot at stake. I'm Ed Donahue. Ohio and Texas are the big prizes on primary day today. Vermont and Rhode Island are also in the mix. Ron Fournier reports Hillary Clinton needs a very strong showing.
If Barack Obama wins Texas and Ohio, the nominations fight is over. Barack Obama is going to be the nominee, whether Hillary Clinton knows it or not. If they're split, if Barack Obama wins one state and Hillary Clinton wins the other, again, it's Barack Obama's nomination.
President Bush is confident a peace deal can be worked out between Israel and the Palestinians by the end of the year.
This is a process that always has two steps forward and one step back. We're just going to make sure that it's only one step back.
Arizona Congressman Rick Renzi has pleaded not guilty to federal charges including insurance fraud, extortion, and money laundering. It happens in one in every 20 million births. Allison Penn on Long Island gave birth to identical triplets. How does she know which one is which?
She put fingernail polish on a different fingernail, so each baby has a different finger that it has nail polish on. So if their hands are tucked in, we have a tough time telling them apart.
The Dow is down 190 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number,
Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-440-1374 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-440-1374. 1-800-440-1374.
There's a program on 1480 KPHX on Saturdays at 1 p.m. called Desert Politics. Brought to you by the Maricopa County Democratic Party, this program gets to the issues that face our cities, our county, and our state. Talk with the people who identify the problems, suggest solutions, and pass the legislation. We'll discuss those things happening at the Capitol that you don't hear discussed anywhere else. Just for fun, we'll mine the legislative archives for those quotes and bills that will make you scratch your head wondering what they're thinking. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 1480 KPHX for Desert Politics.
Hi, this is Al with Associated Appliance Sales. My wife Leona and I have been in the business for over 20 years and pride ourselves on excellent products, personal service, and the most competitive pricing in the valley. So if you need new kitchen appliances, give us a call at 602-242-7561. At Associated Appliance, we've advertised on Progressive Talk for over 3 years, and we're proud to partner with the station that supports our principals, our community, and small businesses. We enjoy new customers weekly, and I highly recommend checking out the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
The Republican nominee, presumptive John McCain.
Crap! Now, I don't know if I'm angry at the New York Times, Keith Olbermann, MSNBC, or my friend, Willie Nelson. Because now, I have an image of John McCain having sex in my head. Oh, crap!
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear you. Just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic.
Into the mystic. I could listen to Van Morrison all day long, and some days I have. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman Program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199 fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right and not a privilege. Interesting thread over at the Daily Kos. There is a question being raised right now. Folks are looking at a Clinton ad that shows Barack Obama, and if these photos are accurate, it looks like his skin has been darkened and his shirt has been whitened, and perhaps his teeth. And is this going to be another, like, O.J. Newsweek thing? And if so, I can't believe that this would have been something that Hillary Clinton would have sanctioned. I mean, the risk would be so great. And if this was done by their campaign, if that's actually what happened, and, you know, I don't know. But I'll bet you this is going to become an issue. And if this was done by somebody in their campaign, and that person isn't, you know, the political equivalent of taken out in the public square and flogged, there's going to be some serious hell to pay. Assuming that the issue that the Kos is raising, it's also, you can see it over at the Huffington Post as well, is actually what's going on. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Barbara in Long Beach, California. Hey, Barbara, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I just wanted to say I enjoyed your conversation with Willie Brown, but I think he missed the issue about Barack versus Hillary. The Time magazine had an interesting cover a couple weeks ago that showed Hillary and Obama facing each other, and it said the battle for the soul of the Democratic Party. And that's really what this election is about. And I wanted to say that the difference for me is that Obama said that every vote is important. He went after Democrats, independents, and disaffected Republicans. And I feel like he understands that the future of the party is to be more inclusive, and I think that she doesn't quite get that. That she can't just win with traditional Dems. She's going to have to enlarge her base.
Yeah, the thing that I like most about the message that Barack Obama puts out is his use of his constant reference to how it's not him, it's us. It's the importance of all of us getting politically active and getting mobilized. It's almost like, you know, in some ways, I hear him from time to time saying things that I've been saying for years, and it's like almost like, you know, hearing myself in a way.
Yeah.
And just whoa, you know, it's we all have to get it. Anyway, yeah, that's a point well taken, Barbara. And taken in a positive light for Barack Obama without giving a whack to Hillary Clinton. I think because I'm going to try and go down that road. But Barbara, thank you very much for the call. Great to hear from you. Haggis in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Am I mispronouncing your name?
That's fine, sir. Haggis. Okay. Haggis means happy, and happy talking to you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Haggis.
I commend you for your outstanding public service, sir.
Thank you.
My name is Haggis Alamayo. I'm from Ethiopia. I have nothing in the political process. I am observing critic.
Mm-hmm.
What I came to you, sir, is to inform the American public about the name Barack Hussein Obama.
Mm-hmm.
It is, in Ethiopic or Adamic language, the ancestral humanities language is called Adamic or Ge'ez Ethiopic, which is existing language in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
Barack means godly anointed. Hussein means blessedly happy. Obama means Messiah or messenger of the era. Having said that, about Senator Clinton, Hillary Clinton, 1993, she was about to go to northern Ethiopia, so-called liberated Eritrea. We informed her, I, myself, and a group of Ethiopian prominents, that she should not go because they are terrorists. And disregarding, she went and she received a land by the Red Sea in exchange for access to the White House. And the Eritrean so-called government have been showing it, dancing, Hillary Clinton dancing, and receiving so many gifts in Asmara, northern Ethiopia.
No, I got the point, Haggis, and thank you for the call and the comment. There is no doubt in my mind that there are a lot of times when U.S. officials have gone and sat down and talked with and had photo ops with and whatever, nasty people, and that those have been used in ways that are not necessarily in the best interest of the people of those countries. And that doesn't, in my opinion, necessarily indict a particular political candidate. Tom in Woodland Hills, and thanks for the information on the name. I've heard that before. Tom in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Which was a great show.
Thank you.
Just a quickie, as a Democrat and someone who can both support both Barack and Hillary, I mean, I just think they're both amazing candidates. I just want to just sort of calm down some folks who are getting into the he said, she said, he said something mean, that. And we shouldn't lose sight of the big picture, which was that last year we spent all year complaining about the Imperial Republican Party and Tom DeLay and Cheney and how they've got this monolithic government structure. And now this year we're so lost in the beauty contest, we're into all this nitpicking stuff, when the point is to get the Bush gang out of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you
and not just the Bush gang. I mean the whole post Reagan thing.
And you being a historian, you know sometimes the ugliest things are said in primaries. You know, there was a good book on Bobby Kennedy a few years ago, where they were talking about the campaign of 1960, And the ugliest things about, you know, Joe Kennedy's past and that he was Nazi sympathizer, anti-Semitic, was floated by the Humphrey people when they were losing in the primaries.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Bush Sr. is the one who said voodoo economics about Reagan's policies.
Yeah, during the primary.
You know, nasty stuff's going to be said in primaries, but we shouldn't really lose the fact that, you know, the point is getting that group out. And actually, I think for Republicans, you know, Republicans should really think about once that group is slapped down, they can start to rebuild their party the way they did after Watergate.
Yeah.
And I think the Republican Party has to really sort of restructure itself from the ground up because right now it's broken.
Yeah, I agree. Tom, thank you very much. Well said. And in fact, I was on a panel on the Air America cruise last week, and one of the topics was basically, you know, how to get people out there and get them politically active. And everybody was talking about, well, you know, you need to show up at the Green Party or show up at the Democratic Party, get active, get involved. You've heard me say this many times as well. And I almost, although, you know, the kind of moment passed, but I almost grabbed the mic and said, and let's also try and take back the Republican Party. I mean, I think that there are a lot of Jim Jeffords Republicans out there, a lot of Eisenhower Republicans out there, a lot of my dad Republicans out there who in some ways liked the idealism of Barry Goldwater, but didn't want to go with the whole program. And, you know, there's just a few of them left. There's like Olympia Snow and Susan Collins, and that's it. And it's important, I think, frankly, for Republicans of goodwill to reach out and reach into their party and get active and take their party back as well. Michael in Tacoma. Hey, Michael, you're going to vote for John McCain? Am I understanding that right?
Yes, Tom. I would like to disagree with you about who to vote for, but first I'd like to suggest that people ask the candidates one very important question now that impeachment is off the table, and that is, if you were elected, would you instruct your attorney general to pursue crimes against the Bush administration?
Yeah, I agree. Will you, unlike Bill Clinton, who dropped all the investigations into Iran-Contra, will you continue the investigations into the crimes? Absolutely. That, and there's over at economyandcrisis.org, they've got a great op-ed, 6 questions that presidential candidates should answer. Will they continue with the WTO? What are we going to do about becoming a colony of China? What's the truth about NAFTA? How about living on unaffordable imports and debt? What about liquidating our industrial base? And what about patents and American jobs? And,
right.
Without going into a whole thing. But anyhow, you caught Lauren's attention with your McCain comment. We have about a minute before the break.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, well, I'm about as progressive as I think you can get. But I really worry that we're taking a short view. To elect a Democrat in 08, there will be so many horrific problems that person will inherit that they won't be able to solve them. And then the Republicans will say, look, you guys, you elected a Democrat and they couldn't solve the problems. Now elect us. So that Democrat will be a one-termer. I think we need to put another Republican in there and let things get worse so that then they can get better.
See, here's the problem. The American people are not that dumb. They've already figured out that the economy is going to hell in a handbasket. We don't need an officially declared Great Depression in order for the American people to realize that the Republican policies aren't working, A. And B, you've got three members of the Supreme Court two members who are over 80 and another one who's approaching it and has had cancer. And I am unwilling to have a Republican in the White House mostly for that reason, Michael. But I get your point, and actually, I believe that that's part of the Republican strategy, and I've been saying that for several years, that they're going to steal everything they can from the federal treasury and damage this government as badly as they can, and then step back and say, whoops, it's all yours.
The Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs a service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call now for your free CD. 1-800-353-1016.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD now. 1-800-353-1016. 800-353-1016.
The Jeff Farias Show.
I appreciate the fact that you really snatched defeat out of the jaws of those who are trying to defeat us in Iraq.
Somebody ought to pull defeat or maybe defoot out of the president's mouth before he steps in front of a microphone again. My God. Pulling defeat from the jaws of defeat.
The Jeff Farias Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 7 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and I'm proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
Mom always said, what goes around, comes around. It's been coming around pretty harshly for right-wing talk radio lately. Ratings are down, their favorite candidates are dead in the water, and even their own loyalists are telling them to shut the hell up. Almost makes you feel sorry for them, doesn't it? Nah. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future. The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's come from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
You tell him, Leonard! Like a good Canadian. Democracy is coming to the U.S. Oh, Sean over here, another good Canadian, smiles. Leonard Cohen, what a marvelous guy. Anyhow, welcome back. 9.5 minutes before the hour. Ellen Ratner on the line with us in the Talk Radio News Service. Ellen, I want to play a little bit of audio for you here. This is George Bush this afternoon, and get your take on it, if I may.
Or should any company that may have helped save American lives be thanked for performing a patriotic service? Should those who step forward to say we're going to help defend America have to go to the courthouse to defend themselves? Or should the Congress and the President say thank you for doing your patriotic duty? I believe we ought to say thank you.
Yeah, we ought to say thank you for breaking those laws and spying on us and maybe even passing along all of Teddy Kennedy's personal phone calls to George Bush or Dick Cheney. What do you think?
I think the Democrats are caving. Now they're trying to come up with a two-part vote, which would essentially look in the House as if they're going against it, but in the long run, they're really voting for it. They voted against it before they voted for it.
Right. This is the time, once again, we've been talking about elections all day, but this is the at the same time, Congress grinds on, and now is a good time to go to callcongress.org and get one of the toll-free numbers for Capitol Hill and call your member of the House of Representatives. It doesn't hurt to call your two senators. This may be revisited in the Senate, although I think it's already done deal there. But call your member of the House of Representatives, and if you don't know who that person is, give that operator your zip code, and the operator will tell you who it is. Call your member of the House of Representatives and say, no immunity for the phone companies that broke the law, and no immunity for the Bush administration that asked them to. So, anyhow, that's my take.
Well, yeah, and I mean, the senators know. And the Congress people know what they're doing. And this idea of giving, well, you can sue the government. Well, of course, you know, they're going to try and change the law. Maybe you'll be allowed to sue the government. Well, that's ridiculous because the government is just going to say security, 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 and that's going to be the end of it.
Yeah, and there's this multi-million-dollar ad campaign going on right now. The phone companies running ads asking people to support their members of Congress in giving them immunity. I mean, this is getting totally bizarre.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Quest was the one holdout. And believe it or not, they've been given the Republican convention contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, also, I'm hearing that Dick Cheney may have leaked a secret video in the Gitmo case to CBS 60 Minutes. The chief prosecutor, this is from, I think, Progress, former Gitmo chief prosecutor Colonel Morris David told Lieutenant Commander William Kubler, this is the lawyer for one of the guys in Gitmo, that Cheney's office may have been involved in this leaking. Kubler says that if proven, that leak is a clear violation of the protective orders that are in place in the case. Are these guys ever going to be held accountable for anything?
They have become quite a patriot, if you want to talk about patriots.
Yeah.
And his testimony is going to be very damaging. I mean, it's certainly going to end his military stuff.
Yeah.
But his testimony is going to be very, very damaging and really quite amazing that he did this turnaround.
Yeah, yeah. And explosion of voters in Texas. What's on your radar screen?
Well, my radar screen is not only, of course, that and the elections, but Ben Bernanke saying that they are going to need more on the home mortgage crisis. His testimony was, well, it wasn't a testimony, it was actually a speech today in Orlando. And he basically said that when people do their ARM schedule in terms of mortgages, their adjustable rate, it is going to go probably from 8% to about 9.25%. That raises the average monthly payment more than 10% to about $1,500 on the average for a homeowner.
Right.
And
this is at a point where we already have negative savings. People have already been taking money out of their homes in order to simply
live.
And
on their credit cards, of course, at a higher interest rate.
Right.
And so he is saying, well, they ought to do loan modifications to avoid foreclosures.
But that, you know, that's going to require legislation. The banks are not going to say, okay, we'll give up some of this profit.
They're not going to willingly do this.
Right.
And he even said, lenders have expressed a reluctance to write down principal, but such a step may increase the expected payoff by reducing the risk of default and foreclosure. Well, of course it will, but these guys are not going to do it.
Right. That's interesting. So is he calling on Congress for action, or is he just...
He didn't really say. But he just was sort of outlining the fact that, that the credit companies need to do more.
Yeah. Yeah, the Republican strategy of leave it to the businesses and they'll do the right thing just never seems to work, though.
Right.
I mean, it just never seems to work. Okay, what else is going on?
Meanwhile, the Pentagon is saying through their various spokespeople, there were several on the Hill today, and testifying, and they're basically saying that first they need to do a summer reassessment before further withdrawal from troops in Iraq. Petraeus is going to testify before Congress on the April 8th and 9th, and then the two of the commanders in Iraq said that Iran continues to, the big bad boogeyman, train, fund, and provide weapons for insurgents in Iraq.
If that's the case, then why did the president of Iraq or the prime minister of Iraq embrace Ahmadinejad day before yesterday? I mean, he was given a hero's
welcome.
Very
good question.
Yeah. Amazing. Ellen Rander with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thanks so much, Ellen.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, between now and then, but see you next week on the way to Africa.
Absolutely.
Yes, and thank you for helping organize it. Coming up tomorrow, Kathleen Kelly, self-proclaimed veteran of corporate America's new book, Help, There's a Liberal in the Corner Office. Oh, no, that'll be interesting. Frank Viola is going to explain his theory of pagan Christianity. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and election results right here on the Tom Hartman Program. Don't forget, my friends, activism begins with you. Democracy begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there and call your member of Congress now. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com. It's GameStop's biggest tournament ever. Better start training.
Look down and do some one-arm push-ups. This is the fight of your life.
The date, March 8th. The game, Nintendo Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
All the elves and the apes and the turtle things got their eyes on the prize.
Grand prize, an LCD TV, $5,000 cash and more. Details at GameStop.com/smash.
Then pre-order your copy today. Power to the player.
No purchase required. Only for U.S. residents 13 and up.
Boy, we're prohibited.
Hey, this is Mike Walter, here to let you know the Napa Hat Swap is back and going on now at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Take one of your old hats into a Napa store near you and get a 2008 Napa racing hat free with any purchase. You'll end up with a great part and a great hat that's perfect for whatever the weekend has in store, whether you're watching my car or working on yours. The Hat Swap going on now at Napa. Limit one per customer. Good only while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, Phoenix, Stephanie Miller here, and if you've been listening to the station, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the importance of supporting local businesses in the Valley. Well, one locally owned mortgage company stands out from the crowd. Of course, I'm talking about 76 Mortgage. 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX from the very beginning. They're not only a progressive company, but they're the best at finding the right loan for every unique situation. Whether you're shopping around for the best rate or looking for great customer service and fast closes, 76 Mortgage delivers. And keep in mind that mortgage rates are still really low, so if you're looking to purchase a property, refinance your current mortgage, or looking to consolidate debt, now is the time, and 76 Mortgage should be your first call. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN, or how about logging on to 76mortgage.com, or just give them a jingle right now.